Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 15th day of May, 2009. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Coming up, we'll get another update from Jim Tucker from the scene of 2009, Bilderberg, in a suburb on the coastline of Athens, Greece. Then we have London Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton, who we had on yesterday from the police station. He's been arrested twice, and this isn't even really getting any mainstream media attention. There is a news blackout in the United States. Now, there are scores of articles in every major British paper, German papers, French, Israeli, Russian, Spanish, Portuguese, Greek, admitting they're the world elite, admitting that Obama's in their hip pocket, admitting that they've engineered the crisis, admitting they're setting up world government. It is all there. But nothing in the United States press. The first time in recent years I've actually seen it in the media in the United States where they didn't say it didn't exist was about 2 months ago. A month and a half ago, the story in Politico that then got picked up by CBS News and actually cited PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com in our reporting in the past, and that was actually one of the first mainstream fair articles ever. But there's got to be a news blackout here in the United States now, because you would think that having Tim Geithner, head of the Treasury, meeting secretly with other foreign bank heads and private bank owners to chart the future of the planet would be news. Much more important than the public Davos meeting that's a media extravaganza feeding frenzy. But no coverage of this. That's another big issue. So we got Paul Watson coming on. It turns out that a Dutch politician, a member of their parliament, is criticizing Queen Beatrix, who publicly goes to Bilderberg. And he's asking them what's really going on the agenda there, and does this violate some of the laws that they have in the Netherlands? You know, we have the Logan Act here in the United States that states that it's illegal for government officials, without the express authorization of Congress or the president, to go conduct public business behind closed doors with private interest. And that is definitely what is happening. So Dutch Prime Minister grilled over Bilderberg following Prison Planet article. It's cited by the member of the Dutch Parliament as his source for going after the Dutch Prime Minister. Again, being grilled over Bilderberg following Prison Planet article. That's one key headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Another one is, government readies youth corps to take on vets. Yesterday, we linked to the New York Times. Kurt Nima did a story about all over the nation, junior high students, high school students, Boy Scouts, basically every major youth organization in the nation that have done a lot of great work in the past, Boys Club, you name it, are being turned into paramilitary junior Hitler Jugend squads. And that's what this is. Black uniforms, submachine guns to take on gun owners, vets. And this is the New York Times first paragraph. They said, yeah, they're training to take on and kill disgruntled vets. And in the photo captions from the New York Times, it has the police officers and Homeland Security saying, look, go in, kill the vet, you know, kill the shooter. That's the first thing you do. So they're being trained on seek and destroy missions to murder veterans, and that's what it is. I know it's hard to believe, but they're just throwing it out there in the open. Seek and destroy units being readied for the veterans. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When we go live, simulcasting radio show coming up in a couple hours at PrisonPlanet.tv, I may go ahead and go live starting the next hour when Jim Tucker and other reporters join us from the site of Bilderberg 2009 in a suburb of Athens, Greece. I'm going to play a video clip from the web. There's a bunch of these clips. There's literally hundreds that I've seen of police all over England. All over England. You'll have a family out videotaping their children jumping around, at a public pool. Police walk over and say, that's an act of terrorism. You're not allowed to videotape. You'll have police coming up to somebody's front yard telling them that they want to look in their rubbish bin or something. They'll walk out with a camera and say, what do you want, officers? And they'll say, turn the camera off. It's a crime. And there'd been hundreds of these videos in the last few years, but there was no law. They would just say, it's an act of terrorism. I'm going to arrest you. And they would arrest you. And then the person would have to be freed and the police would get in trouble. Well, then about 4 months ago, they passed a law saying that it's up to police discretion and that it's a terrorism charge, all these years in prison, huge fines, if you videotape police, car wrecks, police stopping you, police doing anything, it's up to their discretion whether they believe it could be used in terrorism. Now, remember, London has 4 million cameras in it alone surveilling the people. They're putting satellite tracker boxes in the cars to tax you and track you and control your speed by the mile. We talked about this 10 years ago, and they deny they were doing it. They're now proposing it here. And they're already trying to push the same thing. In fact, I've seen scores of stories where people photograph bridges, buildings, their kids' baseball game. Police come up, arrest them, say it's an act of terrorism. Architecture students are told to go out and take pictures of bridges in San Francisco. They get arrested. Amtrak puts out a national ad, you know, promising thousands of dollars of prizes to take photos of Amtrak trains. People get arrested on the trains, off the trains, at the train stations, mothers, 14-year-olds. It's all over the news with Amtrak alone. Just, oh, you've got your digital camera out taking a picture of an Amtrak train. Well, yeah, it's part of the national, you know, it's a huge, I think it was like a, I forget the article, it was a month or so ago, the last one I saw. I think it was like some $50,000 prize. Guys, pull that up. Amtrak photography. Hey, guys. Guys, if you pull up Amtrak photography contest, arrest. Just search that term. Amtrak photography arrest. It was some huge amount of money, so people are all over trying to win the prize, and they get arrested. Of course, the photo ops are okay when it's the Air Force One flying through the middle of lower Manhattan with F-16s 50 yards from buildings. Look, I'm already digressing. The point is that when they pass the law in Parliament, they said, don't worry, this is only for real terrorists. And now the videos are pouring in. You'll have a family out videotaping, and there'll be a U.S. embassy or a government building or just police at a park. It doesn't matter where you are. Or a family trying to videotape Big Ben. And by the way, this happened to me before they even had the law. They walk over and say, what are you doing videotaping Big Ben? I'm like, is that a joke? They don't let you take cameras up on the Eye, the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel, because it could be an act of terrorism and you could be trying to get terror photos. I mean, this is a joke. They don't want us videotaping them. See, they want to put cameras in school bathrooms and in rest areas in Michigan and Texas, and they want to thumb scan you to buy and sell, and they want to have satellite tracker boxes in your cars and license plate reading scanners everywhere, and they want you to go through the airport and take your shoes off and be searched and photographed and videotaped and have your body scanned biometrically with a naked 360 image of it and put in a computer database. And they want to take your DNA at checkpoints all over the nation now, forcibly taking blood and saying that we can put GPS trackers on your cars without warrants. I mean, it's all happening. But they want to charge you with terrorism if you're, say, on the Oakland subway and you're in another train and you see him slam a black guy's face down on the ground and put him in handcuffs and then execute him. And the cops say that all the train subway cameras malfunction, and then it's actually on video as they confiscate people's cameras that were taping it, but they didn't confiscate the camera in the train on the other side of the platform that then pulled away. And then it turns out the cop gets indicted and they get in trouble. They don't want you videotaping what they're doing, and they are making it a crime. And I saw this incredible video minutes before I went on air of these armed U.S. embassy thugs running over to a British citizen. And British cops come over and say, you'll be charged with terrorism. Give me your camera. And this happened at the G20. People videotaping cops dressed up like anarchists, attacking cops and knocking out windows. They would come up and say, you can't videotape. It's an act of terrorism. And they ran up and confiscated cameras of people that saw them beat a newspaper delivery man. He just delivered newspapers. They run over to the middle-aged guy. He says, hey, I've done nothing. I'm delivering papers. And they say, you know what? We're going to beat you to death. And they beat him. The cops are laughing. They beat him in the head. Blood's pouring out. He goes over, collapses, and dies. And they have one of their little, government coroners say the guy died of a heart attack. And the family went and got another autopsy, and they killed him. And then the witnesses came forward, how their videos were taken. They beat that guy to death. And of course, all their cameras malfunctioned. Of course, that was just like when they killed, a guy the other day and shot another one here in their car. All the squad car cameras malfunctioned. Oh, I actually found it. Amtrak police arrest photographer participating in Amtrak photo contest. And that was in the Associated Press. Oh, you got to love it. Here's another one. This is Amtrak photo contest, arrested by Amtrak police. You gotta love it, man. No, and of course, that there's not even a law on that. They just still arrest you. And I've had New York City cops. I was about 100 yards. We've seen this in martial law, Rise of the Police State, that three-hour film I made in 2005. You know, we're there at the Pier 57 where they got thousands of people without charges being held in a 1930s bus terminal built out over the harbor with barbed wire inside. And I'm 100 yards away. I mean, I'm 50 yards away from barricades. And the cop runs over and starts screaming at me and telling me he's going to arrest me. I'm not allowed to videotape in America. Look, look, press, you don't come to a FEMA camp and you don't videotape. You understand? You're scum. Just like in Greece, they have now arrested a whole bunch of reporters. The videos are pouring in. And the police, when they take you to the police station, say, oh, well, you weren't arrested. We just detained you. No, you're arrested. And every time you go back out there, they falsely arrest you. And they play the mind trick of going, oh, you've just been detained. We just put you in handcuffs and in a police car and take you for 3 hours and interrogate you. But you weren't arrested. No, you were arrested. You just weren't charged. But see, they've committed a crime under every nation we're discussing, England, Greece, I've looked at their laws. Under EU charter, they supposedly have these rights, except when you read the EU charter says it follows the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights passed by every major signatory to the UN charter. And it states in Article 29 and 30, you have no rights. It gives you all these rights and then says you have no rights. Because that which is given can be taken away. I'm not given my rights by government. I innately have them and declare them. Not your slave. Put it in your pipe and smoke it. Now, huge show today. We've got a whole bunch of guests coming on. Paul Watson till the bottom of this hour here in a moment with Bilderberg Group updates from PrisonPlanet.com. Jim Tucker coming up in 45 minutes. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter. And we also have a congressional aide, Mark Morano, coming on to talk about how global warming is completely fake and give us an update on how they're trying to pass the global warming taxes, the carbon taxes, through Congress. And then Bob Chapman at 2 o'clock today for his Friday visit with us, the international forecaster. So that is coming up. There's so much Bilderberg news. I'm going to cover that now until Tucker joins us. And then coming up later, armed police at U.S. Embassy London. Literally, it's got to be 150 yards away from the embassy. Run over to somebody with a video camera who's not even videotaping, it looks like, the embassy. And this has happened to me. And I just can't get over the tyranny. Folks, this is communist China or Soviet Russia. This is everything we supposedly fought against. And the CIA and the FBI and the MI6 and the British, all these governments. You are rogue and criminal. And you're destroying your own family's futures going along with this. Shame on you working for a bunch of foreign banks. You're here to oppress us to make sure they can get away with all the money. We're all being looted right now, including you. What is it? I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of Austin cops when I'm 100 yards away from them doing something. This happened many times, coming over and saying, turn your camera off or I'll arrest you. And I've got to say, no, I'm not going to. Or Austin cops coming up to me and saying, you know, you're not allowed to protest here on the street corner. I'm going to arrest you. Well, they have riot cops down the street getting ready. They're going to, and I say, you know what? Go ahead and arrest me. And then the media shows up and the cops lie and say they didn't threaten to arrest us. And then the Austin police chief comes in here and says, oh, he'll crack heads if I show him that video. And you know what? I don't even really want to even show him the video because I don't even want to get those dumb cops in trouble. Don't you understand that, jackasses? I'm not your enemy. I want you to stop stomping all over the Constitution and Bill of Rights that our forefathers bled and died for, you idiots. The minute they take the First and Second Amendment and the Ninth and the Tenth and the Fourth and the Fifth, tyranny takes over and we're all slaves. Do you understand? There's a thin line of liberty that's protecting us, and the minute it's gone, they're going to take everything we've got, the pension funds, the health care, the freedom, the Second Amendment, everything. I had a state senator on yesterday listing, naming cases where adoption agencies put in orders for blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids, and then they give kickbacks and under-the-table money for the CPS to go out and kidnap kids. Look, the government is criminal. Let's just admit it.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You know, you can go back to Road to Tyranny, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, films I made 7, 8, 9 years ago, and I tell you, and I show you the news articles, they were few and far between then, and we got school documents. We're all over the nation. You think your kids are getting, a nice law enforcement course when they're in 6th or 7th grade. Most schools have them. Ladies and gentlemen, they have the kids write dossiers on you. They brainwash the kids against your family. And they also train them to take on gun owners and veterans. Now, we brought out a lot of documents over the years that stated the same thing as the MIAC report and the Homeland Security report that we also broke in the last 2 months. But people still wouldn't believe us because it wasn't on Fox News and CNN. Now it is, so folks, believe me. Well, hidden in plain view in the New York Times, they said all over the country the Boy Scouts are training to take on and kill veterans. And, of course, they pose it in a way where it sounds reasonable. It's a rogue veteran out shooting people. Don't these kids realize they're being trained to kill people who were just like them, and then there'll be those trained to kill them? And that's truly how a hardcore Soviet system works. The Nazis did it, too. But that's coming up with Paul Watson. Got a key article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, there's been a bunch of articles the last few weeks in Politico, CBS, newspapers and letters being written by members of parliament in the Netherlands with Queen Beatrix's father being the founder, Prince Bernhard the Nazi. But this is amazing. I mean, Prison Planet is really getting a lot of attention paid to it. And if you click Google News, I guess they haven't censored this yet, all the top stories are Prison Planet. They're above the Times of London. They're above Haaretz. They're above literally scores of major newspapers. This is very exciting, Paul.
Indeed it is, Alex. And, if there were the same amount of media outlets, corporate media outlets that reported on Bilderberg as reported on something like the G8, then we wouldn't be at the top of Google because everybody else would be reporting on it. But because nobody is, and there's a blackout in the US media, not one single report on Bilderberg this year, then we're starting to get all the attention, and now in the form of questions being asked in the Dutch parliament about Queen Beatrix and the Prime Minister of Holland's involvement with Bilderberg.
It's amazing. These are formal requests, and we know their finance ministers of the Netherlands always are in attendance. They were on the list last year. Geithner was on the list last year when he was pretty much already running the White House. That's now admitted that he was already telling Paulson what to do. And that's what Obama deception tries to expose, is that this is a seamless integration. But still the Obama supporters on the different Obama deception videos that are up on YouTube and Google, they sit there commenting going, oh, you Republicans lost. Ha ha. You're just racist and don't like Obama. Don't you idiots get it? He's now announced the torture and secret arrest and indefinite detention continues. He hired nothing but lobbyists. He's expanding the wars. Don't you idiots get it? That we're not with George Bush, you stinking morons. I mean, how stupid are these people?
Well, we wrote an article a few days after it was the day after the election, I believe. And we set Obama a series of challenges and asked if on each different issue he could reverse what the Bush administration had done. And then we revisited it about a month ago, and on every single issue he'd not only continued what Bush had done, but he'd done it to an even greater degree. So, talk about change. But the one we're talking about today is this Dutch Parliament article, bit of recent history. The Prime Minister of the Netherlands, whose name is Balkenende, I don't know the pronunciation, but that's what it looks like to me, he became Prime Minister in July 2002. He was asked by Queen Beatrix to form a new government because the previous government had collapsed into disarray because of infighting, which is interesting because that government was supposed to have been mainly headed up. It was a coalition government, but he would have had a major voice in it as one of the parties in this coalition government by a man called Pim Fortuyn, who was vehemently anti-EU, anti-Bilderberg, populist candidate for prime minister. And it looked like he was going to win in the spring of 2002 before he was assassinated. And this later led to the Dutch Prime Minister Balkenende becoming the new Prime Minister after he was appointed by the Queen.
All right, stay there. But the Queen has no power. She just runs everything. We'll be right back. Paul Watson's our guest. Stay with us. We'll get into the youth corps coming for your guns.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
Hey.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
Oh yeah, the good times are over unless we get really aggressive.
And I will rolling downhill like a snowball.
We're getting pushed around. We're getting usurped. We're getting dominated. We're getting raped. We're going into bondage. And hell, you may not care about yourself. Don't you care about your own children? Or your brother's children, your sister's children, if you don't have children? Let me tell you something. This isn't some boss hog tyranny we're dealing with. This is hardcore scientific eugenics tyranny. And that's why they pull out all the stops. They mean business. Boy Scouts trained to become Homeland Gestapo. Kurt Nemo's article yesterday. There's a new article today up on PrisonPlanet.com that is key, that says government readies youth corps to take on vets. Let's come up with Paul Watson in one moment. And we're not joking when we say that. That's in the New York Times. But they just put it out there like it's no big deal. Kind of like, hey, videotape cops, you get arrested as a terrorist. What did they say in New York to Luke Radowski 2 years ago? We know that's not a gun, that camera, but we're going to say it is. And we're going to say your backpack's a bomb. And by the time they figure out you're not a terrorist, you'll be in the hole 30 days. And I got arrested in Canada to cover Bilderberg, and they're arresting. I've counted up 8 reporters that have been arrested. One of them twice. And then there's new video out today. We'll be talking to him soon if he's not in jail again. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian, with him now following him all over the city and following other reporters. And Paul Morneau, who did a great job shooting video that we used in Endgame in Istanbul, Turkey, for the coverage there, he got, quote, detained. There's video of that up on prisonplanet.com. We're getting hit from every angle. Paul Watson, you know, I've really been kind of cogitating lately, and I'm going to get back into Bilderberg and then the youth corps in a minute. But you've been doing this now for 7-8 years. You had propagandamatrix.com, which you still do. And then I'd seen a lot of your writing and really thought this guy really gets it. So I hired you on here to run Prison Planet, prisonplanet.tv, with your brother at infowars.net. But what is it like now being this deep into it and knowing that we're just regular guys, and I know we critique ourselves and we try to do the best job we can. We get nitpicked a lot on everything we do, and I guess we deserve it. But I can't believe we're at the forefront of the fight against the New World Order. There's no denying it now, and I just hope listeners realize the dangerous position we're in, because I've really come to the realization that I am kind of crazy in a way, and I guess you are too, and so's Kurt and Emo and Jason Burmis and the rest of our crew, and Steve, your brother, because most people would kind of get psyched out by this. Most people would not be able to handle the attention, number one. Most people self-destruct either on a power trip or they can't handle it. But plus all the other weird stuff that we've gone through and that's happened, most of it we don't talk about. So I just want to say on air, it's been great working with you. It'll be great working with you in the future. But I see everything coming to a head very, very soon. Paul, your thoughts on just the basic thought I'm putting out here.
Well, yeah, I definitely feel that the heat's being turned up. The more prominent we get, the more closely we're being scrutinized.
And attacked.
But as you said, I share the feeling. Sometimes you feel as if, well, this is so important. Where's everybody else? Why is it just us that are doing it? It's like a feeling of not even feeling worthy, like we should be more perfect because this is such a mammoth task.
Exactly. And most people that I see covering this information, all they do is nitpick everybody else instead of engaging the enemy and being leaders. It hurts me. It hurts me that we're the best there is. I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Yeah, and the thing about it is people think that it's so difficult to have any kind of influence on what's going on in the world today. But if I can get up in the morning, make a cup of tea, write an article, and then a week later, questions are being asked about it in the Dutch parliament, then what can other people do? It's like Mark Dice. He puts out a press release about taking on this new Illuminati film, and then it's in the United Press International the next day, and people don't realize how easy it is to use the media to your own advantage to get important issues highlighted. All you have to do is have a basic understanding of how to bring attention to certain issues, and it's
basically
a piece of cake.
Take Mark Dice. Great point. He calls for terror storm to be sent to the troops. He gets death threats. It becomes a national news story. And now, a year later, we've gotten the feedback, a year and a half later. I've had troops come up to me multiple times on downtown Austin, just during South by Southwest and other times, and phone calls and emails and letters. Tens of thousands of DVDs were mailed in care packages to the troops, and it woke them up and hurt the New World Order. Again, another example, if you'll just, again, mark somebody who takes action. If you'll just quit sucking your thumbs and critiquing people in the arena, we enroll up your sleeves and start gunning with the enemy. Start going up against them. We need people not behind us, but right beside us. And we need you to start swinging, folks. The New World Order's coming down on us. And what's frustrating is we're drawing blood on the enemy. We're getting hits in. We're in the fight. And it's a fight of our lives, folks. I mean, I really mean it when I get on air and I say if they win, they're setting up death camps. They're going to have purges and kill most of us. And that means you out there that are especially middle class people, even if you've served them. These are thieves. They're coming after you. They're coming after everybody. We got to stand up against these people. And, you know, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. This is life and death. This isn't a game, Paul Watson.
Right. And even though we were having such a massive impact, you know, compared to the size of our operation, that's also a danger in that we're still comparatively a very small operation. And there are other people that do similar work that, you know, don't work directly with us. But in comparison, there are still very few of us, even though we have a lot of people out there who follow our work and, you know, keep themselves informed. But if they would, if just, you know, 20% or even 10% of them were to take direct action in the form of the things that people like Mark Dice do, then the influence that we have will only be greater.
And I've seen this happen to about 90% of people that really become vocal. They immediately do good work, write good articles, do a good radio show, and somebody baits them. Somebody challenges them. Somebody says, you're an agent or you're this or that. And then they spend all their time ninnying and infighting with those people. And that's how COINTELPRO works. Folks, if you know you're good in your heart, you know you're good, you know you're fighting the New World Order, ignore the operatives. They're attacking you because you're having a victory. And I only talk about it because we're command-based alpha. And, you know, literally in this, so I'm telling folks, move forward against the enemy. Don't listen to enemy transmissions of Tokyo Rose telling us to lay down or that we don't have power. We do have power. The power that God breathed into us, you know, the moment we were conceived in our mother's wombs. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is history. This is your chance to be on the side of good. You know, the dark side is quicker, easier, more seductive. Don't join it. I'm telling you, commit, get through your fear, and great strength will come to you. Now, going back to you, Paul Watson, and these issues, other comments on Bilderberg, and I want to get your take on just the amazing, you know, Philadelphia Daily News 7 years ago where it said they're training youth corps with submachine guns on how to do gun confiscation, door-to-door fugitive apprehension. I kept reading that article on air, and then I looked into Secure Corps and found out about the law enforcement training with BATF grants in every major school district and Marine Corps grants, and all of it's the same. Get the gun owners, kill them. Get the homeschoolers, kill them. These drills are five or six different things. Homeschoolers that are trying to kill people, they got to be killed. Veterans that are trying to not turn their guns in, they got to be killed. Right-wingers got to be killed. Our environmentalists got to be killed. They usually throw one left wing in for every three or four right-wing drills, you know, so they can say it's balanced. But the point is, it's for everybody. And, you know, this is what they do, and now they're training the Boy Scouts, which are only 2 or 3 years away from combat age. These are ages 14 to 17, so I guess they're one year from it in some cases, to kill veterans, to do seek and destroy. So let's get back into Bilderberg. Anything else on that, Paul?
Yeah, just to finish up, it was Dutch Member of Parliament Henry van Bommel who wrote in a weblog 2 days ago about Bilderberg and specifically about Estulin's information that they plan to demonize anti-EU activists in the media with the upcoming second referendum in Ireland on the Lisbon Treaty. He mentioned that, and he also mentioned a plan to sink the economy again. And he referenced our article from May 6th, and now as a result of that, he's asking questions of the Dutch Prime Minister in the Dutch Parliament about if they attend Bilderberg, are they aware of it? If the Lisbon Treaty is going to be discussed at Bilderberg, and if they do plan on trying to demonize anti-EU activists in the media. So it's just another example about how much influence we're actually having, where we can get MPs to ask questions in major European parliaments about this by just putting out an article. And it's happened in the past. I mean, on at least, from what I've counted, a dozen or more occasions, questions have been asked in the House of Commons in the UK about Bilderberg, some directly to former Prime Minister Tony Blair himself, who had to lie brazenly in front of Parliament in October 2006 when he was asked by MP Norman Baker, who also came out in support of a new investigation into the death of Dr. David Kelly, Baker asked him if he'd attended Bilderberg, and Blair said, quote, I have not attended any such meetings, despite it being renownedly recognized that he attended the 1993 meeting in Greece. So Blair just lied in front of Parliament, which is illegal, obviously, in denying that he ever attended Bilderberg. But as I said, and I've provided a link to it in the article.
But when you break the law for Spectre, when you break the law for Spectre, which is the Bilderberg group, they throw it in your face with, you know, Ian Fleming, the OSS guy, writing those novels that were made into movies. When you break the law for Spectre, that's okay. You get promoted.
Right. But now, a lot of attention. I mean, we've got a lot of fans in the Netherlands. They're leaving comments on the articles, and I get emails from them occasionally. And there's a lot of attention on Bilderberg at the moment in the Netherlands, which is why I found it bizarre that we had that incident a few weeks ago where this nutcase who's supposedly targeting the royal family drives a car, plows through a group of people on the street with the royal cavalcade and the coaches up on his right. He suddenly turns left and plows into a pillar. And then he dies, and that's the end of it, and it elicits all this sympathy.
Yeah, sounds like remote control cars, and we know they've got units going back 30 years. Well, they had them in World War II for aircraft, but 30 years in cars where they just remote control it into whatever they want. There's been a bunch of CEOs involved in scams here in Texas. One of them that did a bunch of scams with a big apartment complex company, and then he was out in the panhandle of Texas where there was only a concrete pylon every few miles, he magically ran into that one pylon and burned up, if you believe that.
Yeah. Well, if you watch the video, it's just bizarre because it's a clear road. On the right of him ahead is the royal coaches, and then on the left is a pillar with a statue, and he just drives straight into the pillar. It's bizarre. Anyway, there's a lot of attention on it in Holland at the moment, and now as a result of that article, questions are being asked, and from what I understand, you can probably guess the newspaper, but there's going to be a major article in a British newspaper on Monday, a serious article about Bilderberg. Now, the Times reported on it a few days ago, which was then picked up by Haaretz. And apart from that, there's been a mention in a Portuguese newspaper. But apart from that, basically nothing, and nothing out of the U.S. corporate media.
Yeah, you would think that Geithner and a bunch of White House officials breaking federal law, the Logan Act, with a bunch of other world leaders who brag in their minutes that they've released over the time, that they set up the EU covertly, that the Nazis had a plan when they were losing in the 1944-43 to put their money into Bilderberg. We know large portions of that were Nazi-funded and then mixed with British and New York money that had actually funded the Nazis. And you see, when you watch, I actually went out to Best Buy and bought the first few James Bond movies because I knew Ian Fleming, and people will know where I'm going with this in a minute, Ian Fleming was OSS, and so that's British intelligence / CIA propaganda. But in these films, you see it's Spectre. And they tell you that Spectre uses former KGB, former MI6, former CIA people, quote, and it's these international bankers and they're staging terror attacks. But really, that's what the Bilderberg Group is. They are Spectre, but Spectre sits above our governments and Spectre actually runs things. So Spectre stages terror attacks to then blame it on their political enemies so they can sick the supposed good guys, the British and the U.S., on them. And so now I'm, you know, watching the James Bond movies again on the treadmill in the morning just to, and now, you know, just seeing it, it's total, complete propaganda. And you watch the modern James Bond movies, it's even more where James Bond is fighting the secret societies, the Illuminati in the last one. You know, no, they are the Illuminati. Paul, you want to explain that to folks?
Well, they often, it's called revelation of the method, isn't it? It's some kind of code of ethics that they have whereby they have, if they do evil, they have to reveal it in some sort of way to cleanse their own conscience. That's what some people have claimed. And it's true that you will see a lot of it in Bond films and you know, productions like that. So they do put a lot of it in there to kind of throw it in our faces. And at the same time, when you talk about it as a fact, people just say, oh, that was just in a movie or whatever, which is what they've done with this Demons and Angels. You know, at the end, it turns out that the Illuminati is just one guy playing a massive joke. And it's all non-existent, so they do that regularly.
Well, take Casino Royale. You've the first new Bond film. You watch that, and there's a guy staging terrorism on airlines for put options, which is exactly what happened on 9/11 in reality. I mean, it just absolutely never ends. Okay, Watson, let's come back and talk about the youth brigades. Then we're scheduled to have Jim Tucker, American Free Press, joining us. And then on top of that, London Guardian reporter has been arrested twice. We'll see what else has happened to him. By now, we'll be getting inside scoops of the Bilderberg Agenda. Key first-time breaking news coming up.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes, they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Somebody in Tucker's room, some woman just answered. He's coming up in about 10 minutes. He said, oh, yes, Mr. Tucker's on in an hour. They're 8 hours ahead in Greece, Central Time, so he may be on an hour. He may be on in 5 minutes. You know, by 8, 9 at night, Jim gets a little tired from running around all day with the secret police chasing him. So, but he always makes it. So Jim's coming up sometime in the next few hours. And we've also are going to have the London Guardian writer with an update coming up in T-minus 35 minutes. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, government readies youth corps to take on vets. Now, that's the story at Prison Planet. This article needs to go mega viral. Calling all info warriors, calling all info warriors. We need you to get this out to people. We need to punch through the mainstream media and make this a major story, like the Department of Homeland Security saying vets are the number one threat. They've been training, and Paul, I don't know if you added this to the article. I only read the first part of it this morning before I got on air, because you posted it right before I went on air. Part two to yesterday's story. I don't know. Did you add the part about how they've done improvised explosive devices training with every police department in the nation, every medium-sized to big, telling the local police, we've had them on, that they're getting ready for vets to come back and start bombing the police, which is just asinine. So, again, that's another big piece. The entire attack formation of Homeland Security is for conservatives and gun owners. Paul Watson.
Right. When I saw this, immediately it screamed out Hitlerjugend, Hitler Youth, because in Nazi Germany, the Hitler Youth originated out of the Boy Scout movement. The Boy Scout movement started off as it did in America. You know, it was about sports and survival skills and camping and stuff like that. And it was when it was taken over by the Nazis, it was militarized and rolled into the Hitler Youth, which at its peak in 1940 had 8 million members. And they were given the same kind of training that's described in this New York Times article. And what Wikipedia won't tell you about the Hitler Youth was that they were just they would just roam around Germany harassing people. There's a story in I mention it every time I come on air because it's such a good book, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Shirer, where they're just out roaming around harassing families, having picnics and stuff. And, you know, they were a component of the thought police in Nazi Germany, the Hitler Youth. And that's what screamed out to me when I saw this article in the New York Times yesterday.
Paul, continue.
Yeah, and they, as you said, they talk about taking on a disgruntled Iraq war veteran and subduing people, disarming people, suspected terrorists. And then if you apply what Homeland Security defines as a terrorist from their own lexicon documents and from MIAC as well on the federal level, it's gun owners, people who are aware of their rights, people who display bumper stickers.
Paul Watson, I got to stop you there. I'm going to need to keep you on hold for 15 minutes to finish this key report. For 15 minutes, at the end of this segment and about 15 in, we've got Jim Tucker very, very busy with massive breaking news from his hotel room there just a few miles away from Club Bilderberg. Jim Tucker, thank you so much for breaking away from the press conference to join us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, we're breaking in 1 minute, but Jim, there have been a lot of other arrests and people being detained, the news is reporting. What have you seen on that front?
Absolutely.
Tell us what you've
seen.
I
know a great deal. I know a great deal because they all come down at 7 o'clock at night and tell me about it.
Okay, Jim, we're going to break for 70 seconds. We're going to come right back to you in 70 seconds to brief us. Jim Tucker, author of the definitive work on the Bilderberg Group, the Jim Tucker Diary, 30-plus years tracking him, available at Infowars.com and AmericanFreePress.net. Jim Tucker, stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have initiated simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Joining us from the Bilderberg Group Meeting 2009 is American Free Press writer Jim Tucker, author of the Bilderberg Group Diary. Available at Infowars.com, I would add. Jim, with breaking news on the arrest of a bunch of reporters, the police state, and the most importantly, every year, you hear it here first, inside knowledge from Bilderberg Group contacts of what's happening. We're now into the first full day of the conference. It's now 8 o'clock there in Greece. Jim Tucker, tell us what's happening.
Well, today, Carl Bildt made a speech advocating the turning the World Health Organization into a World Department of Health, advocating turning the IMF, International Monetary Fund, into a World Department of Treasury, both, of course, under the auspices of the United Nations. And, of course, this would be a giant step toward world government, something, an issue that's frustrated them now for more than a decade, their efforts. But whether or not they go all the way, either event would represent a significant surrender of national sovereignty. So, well, he made the case about how the world is in such horrible economic shape that it takes a global superagency, to fix the problem. And because of the, they tripped over their facts when they invented the swine flu disease, the swine flu pandemic, as they called it, he shifted gears and fell back on the old, decades-old Bilderberg theme of global warming. We're all going to burn to death. Well, and hereafter he will, but...
Jim Tucker, I must interrupt you in the limited time we have. I know you're busy. Jim, are you telling me they said they invented the latest swine flu?
No, I said they did, because it was Bilderberg luminaries who first said, gee, we have this bad pandemic. It was not a bad pandemic. Every year on average, 300,000 Americans get a flu. Every year on average, 30,000 Americans die of flu. Now, how many people have died of swine flu? What is too many? It certainly does not represent a pandemic.
And they admit both those are sick. So I see your point. And plus, they're now using it, as they've said, to set up a new world order. You're saying they're saying that internally in the meeting. Continue. What else is on the agenda? What about the global carbon tax, the global court? You said you were getting some initial reports of that. What else is on the agenda, Jim?
That is on the agenda. And plus, overlooked by many people is the fact that some type of a direct tax on all the world has been long on the Bilderberg agenda. There's three such bills pending before the United Nations and have been for years, and they're trying to pick a time when they can slip it through without knowing anybody being really aware of it. Now, their favorite global tax has always been a tax on oil at the barrel head. It'll start off like the income tax did, very low, maybe a penny a barrel. When you buy a gallon of gasoline, you would not even notice that you're paying two pennies to the United Nations because you've bought 2 gallons of gas. You wouldn't even know. Years ago by, you would not even be aware that when you put gas in your car, or your lawnmower for that matter, or any purpose, you are paying a tax, direct tax to the United Nations. That's a symbol of global sovereignty. And, of course, like federal income tax, it would increase over the years, and people would grunt and groan. And then when they're get a listing saying that so much federal tax, so much state tax, so much, in some cases, county tax, and, oh, yes, UN tax, too.
All right, Jim Tucker, we got a break, quick break. You'll have 3 minutes. We're going to come back for another 6-7 minutes, then let you go. When you get back next week, we'll get the full report, also coming out in AmericanFreePress.net. But he is the author of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. absolutely essential. You can get it at InfoWars.com. Jim Tucker, a living legend, a true reporter, straw hat and all. When we get back. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's Bilderberg 2009 Frontline Exclusives from the kingpin, Bilderberg Hunter. 34 years hunting these guys. He's the reason you're seeing the mainstream media today. And the reason we have governments going after him. Jim, one comment for you. It's up on Prison Planet. .com today. A member of the Dutch Parliament is asking the finance minister, the prime minister, and others, and the queen if they're attending Bilderberg and trying to ram through EU expansion and the Libsyn Treaty. Were you aware of this breaking development?
Not about the queen and whoever, but I know that was on the agenda today, and there is much discussion about getting the Irish to sign on to the Lisbon Treaty, because if all EU countries have to endorse, or it could not happen. And the Irish voted down before. They're going to try to make them vote again and torture them and pressure them into voting, reversing themselves. And the Irish did not want to surrender that much sovereignty. Of course, they've already, all those countries have surrendered significant sovereignty. I mean, the European Parliament can make laws and impose them on member states. European court can make rulings and overturn laws of member states they have. Yet they want to make it stronger. And the Irish said no in the first referendum. In fact, polls in Germany and France showed that the people strongly opposed the Lisbon Treaty, But in Germany and France, the head of state can sign off on it whether they like it or not. Ireland requires a referendum. The first time it failed. They plan a meeting in June, about June 18, 19, something like that, to try to pressure the Irish into Irish voters into reversing themselves. Bilderberg plans to send a group up there privately to talk privately to the leaders of Ireland to pressure them to tell their citizens it's good for you. You'll eat better. You'll live longer.
Okay, so Jim.
We'll
Jim.
See how that plays out.
Jim, in the limited time, because I have quite a few other questions, just in the short notes, what else is on their agenda from your sources inside Bilderberg?
Well, I think they have mentioned this yesterday, but President Obama is being pressured. Well, he's willingly accepted the job of trying to slip through ratification of the International Criminal Court treaty. Now, when Bilderberg Clinton first signed off on it, a test vote in Congress showed that more than 90 senators voting against it, so he did not submit it to ratification. When Little Bush was elected, he withdrew the signature. When Obama elected, he put the signature back on so he could go before the Senate any time. But their tactics are this. Obama is the sweet talk with the many left-wing Democrats in Congress who would really want to vote for the International Criminal Court treaty. They really want to. They're just scared because patriots, maybe you had something to do with this, maybe I did too, were so strongly opposed to surrendering sovereignty that they were afraid to vote for it. Political cowards. So Obama's going to sweet talk and say, don't worry, we'll have more left-wing Congress, or he'll probably say more liberals, Senate, after the 2010 election. So in January of 2011, when the new Senate is seated, you can ratify it late on Saturday night. It's too late for Sunday morning papers, too late to replan the Sunday talk shows, and won't even make the Monday papers. It'll happen. Nobody will know. You'll suffer no political reprisals, and we can be a member of the International Criminal Court.
And for those that don't know, Jim, I mean, for those that don't know, this will put Americans under the jurisdiction of foreign hate speech laws, being arrested for criticizing open borders. You know, Michael Savage can't come to Europe, banning internet freedom, all of that. Now, what about Daniel Estulin, who's proven to be very accurate with his sources? He says he has two Bilderberg Group members, the sources, and their aides. He has been reporting that from his sources that on their agenda is, do they want to plunge the economy quickly to get people to accept the New World Order now and, quote, a loss of sovereignty, and they call a loss of standard of living a streamlining of the economy, or do they want to have a long, drawn-out depression? Is that being discussed? I mean, like you said last year?
Yes, it is, and the mood seems to be, according to our Treasury Secretary Gessner and Bilt, toward a shorter recession, not a 10-year recession. Now, Danny and I have collaborated for many years. He's not here this year for the third straight year. I don't know why. Couldn't communicate with him, but he's always been reliable, and we've collaborated over the years. But the tilt is toward a shorter recession, partly because a 10-year recession would damage a Bilderberg industrialists themselves. As much as they want to have a department of the global department of labor and the global department of treasure and everything, they still like making money. And such a prolonged recession would cost them big bucks industrially because nobody's buying their toys. Now, they're not all industrialists. Some of them just born to great wealth and watch it pile up. And some are high officials of governments and so forth. But tilt is toward keeping it short, but using it to, within 2 years, you can make people miserable enough to accept anything. Seems to be the view.
Okay, to be clear, Jim, you're saying, you're confirming that they, as you said 3 years ago and 2 years ago and last year, you said they were going to cut oil prices in half when it was at $149 a barrel and suddenly it plunged, because they really are running things. This isn't predictions. This is what the elite are saying. Are you saying that, yes, indeed, they've engineered the crisis to terrorize people into accepting the new bank of the world, the new world currency?
Either they engineered it or they're surely celebrating it. They will, are exploiting it to promote the, well, as you said, also the new world currency. But they've been so far behind their schedule on that. In fact, the Patriots have been winning, as I've said so many times. Bilderberg was confident of having the American Union by the year 2000, and that was 9 years ago. And we don't have an Amerio yet. They were personally just dollarized the Western Hemisphere. Here, but now they went to the Amerio.
Oh, so they do want to go with the Amerio. Jim, in the limited time we have left, just a few final questions. You said record security, that they shut down the entire palace area and three hotels in the resort. You said you've never seen this level of security. Why? Do you have any inside info on why they're acting so afraid?
Well, they're paranoid. Every year, it's a secret site. They try to make it. They get widespread publicity. In fact, Charlie Shelton's going to have a piece, I think, Monday in the print edition of his paper, The Guardian. There's a lot of freelance reporters here, others associated with various broadcast networks and newspapers. And there's seems to be just about as many journalists as there was before. And it's hard to get the for demonstrations with cars being stopped and people bullied, or fully 2.5 miles away from the scene of the gate. So while there's less dramatic protests like you saw at Chantilly last year, they're here, and the journalists are here.
Wait a minute, Jim. Jim, I was saying police were coming up and arresting people 100 yards away. You're saying 2.5 miles away, because I keep seeing videos where it's like seashore and trees and no buildings around and highways. Are there just, from what I've been told, there's police just everywhere arresting people all over the, I mean, this is total police state. I mean, the media should be all over this with their reporters being arrested.
Oh, and they surely are taking the guy's camera and pulling out the film, are forcing them to erase it. They have one of those gizmo cameras where they can simply erase it. They're doing that. They did Charlie Shelton three times. He's a button for punishment. And there's been a large number of guys who've told of those experiences.
Okay, Jim, Jim Tucker, in closing, when are you getting back to the United States so we can get a full 30-minute report here on air from you? When are we going to see the big print edition in American Free Press with all the details?
That will be in the one that goes to press next Thursday. The next one you get, if you have, let's see, this is Friday. The one mailed out today, or Thursday night, last night, will have the story filed prior to the meeting itself.
Okay, what has security done to you? Because you always do the ritual of trying to walk into the gate. Have you not done that this time?
Oh, I did, but they didn't say a word to me. They just turned the car, made the cab driver turn around, and I was speaking to them, but they just gave me that a funny look. As you know, they've known, well, they know me for years from the photographs they've taken, and so he knew who I was. Well, all several cops knew who I was, but they told the driver, that the cab driver, he had to go away, and so, well, the way the gate was locked, he couldn't even crash through if he wanted to.
Jim, do you think they were angry from last year when we were only 50 yards away bullhorning them with you there?
Well, they're angry from every year. Yeah. Every year they're angry that they've been discovered. They're angry that there's protesters. They're angry that there's reporters. But I'm hopeful that they'll cough up the list because of major newspapers are now covering the story. There's a heavy story in the Times of
London
today, and there's going to be more tomorrow, so I'm hoping they've caught it up. But
in closing, Jim, in closing, Jim, to interrupt you because we're almost out of time in 30 seconds, they seem to be very grim-faced, you said in your article in American Free Press. Are they upset? Are things going well for them?
No, things are going bad for them. Americans are responding. The Europeans are responding. and their program has been blocked. They're still trying to do these things we discussed earlier, and we have to keep fighting so that they don't succeed.
Well, this is the Global Cabal, and you're there on the front lines, once a voice in the wilderness, now many people joining you. Jim Tucker, go with God. We're praying for you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Great job, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, there goes Jim Tucker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk to the London Guardian reporter, who's reportedly been detained or harassed or arrested for the third time.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Get up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
All right, we got the London Guardian reporter coming up in T-minus 9 minutes. A bunch of other guests I'll tell you about later, but I wanted to finish up with Paul Watson. We got interrupted by having Jim Tucker on. I'll break down those huge breaking pieces of information. You watch, all that's now going to happen in the next year. I mean, it just happens year after year. These people actually run things. We actually go to these countries and get arrested and detained and have moles inside in the Secret Service and Bilderberg Group members who don't like it. And it's so incredible. I mean, I've been in hotel rooms finding bugging devices and been followed and been arrested and Jim's been shot at and all this is happening. And it's not cloak and dagger. We're not like James Bond, all fancy and, you know, super handsome and in perfectly tailored suits, you know, Mr. Universe. This is just real people, gumshoe detective type folks and myself and Paul Watson and all the other great people. There's quite a few rogue alternative media people there. There's quite a few mainstream people there who were kind of laughing at first, but now being arrested. And so if we just point out this is criminal, this is illegal, this is the cabal, they'll fall. And that's starting to happen. As Paul Watson said with his great article, where the Dutch prime minister grilled over Bilderberg following Prison Planet article in the parliament. The queen's being grilled. You got to have guts, because guts is enough, folks. You just believe in it, take action, tell the truth. Don't stop fighting, and we're going to win this thing. Paul Watson, though, finishing up with Government Ready's youth corps to take on vets. New York Times training the school children to take on the veterans. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Paul Watson, finish up.
Right. And, I mean, in the article, I point out that they're shifting away from the traditional Boy Scout pursuits of sports, camping, team leadership, survival skills, and they're going forward and militarizing it, quote, to confront terrorism, illegal immigration, and escalating border violence. And it's all under the banner of this Explorers program, which is exactly how the Hitler Youth came into being. It started out as the Boy Scouts, and then it was militarized and became a preparatory school for the training of future Nazi leaders. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, this screams out Hitler Youth to me when you see these pictures of these teenagers with guns, and they're being sent out to disarm disgruntled Iraq war veterans and people like that who are all catalogued in the Homeland Security lexicon.
Disarm them? There's photos of Homeland Security saying go in and kill everybody. Your kids are practicing killing adults. Good Lord.
You know, this is going to be introduced under the pretext of a national crisis, which relates to something that's we're just going to post on the website now. There's a top influenza expert called Dr. Henry L. Neiman, and he's saying that now, because there's been a case of swine flu in Scotland, which, quote, fulfills the WHO requirement of community transmission in two or more regions, that the WHO are about to raise the pandemic level from 5 to 6, even though, you know, swine flu has proven less deadly than the common influenza.
Which allows them to go around laws. Allows them to basically suspend laws and bring in that George Bush, now Obama, emergency. And they're saying, as I predicted, oh, it will mutate in the fall and kill everybody. That's probably hype too, folks. But to fearmonger everyone into taking the new special triple shot, now you got to have 3 flu vaccines every year, Paul.
The good news is that there was a Reuters article yesterday which did a survey and said that only a third of Americans would take a swine flu vaccine. And, you know, that's just after all the fear-mongering. So imagine if it happens again in a few months, that number will be even less. So at least,
hey, did we send you that San Francisco Chronicle article where they were admitting the CIA released the swine fever flu in Cuba? That's declassified. And that almost every swine flu outbreak, 1918, 1976, happens at military bases after they're vaccinated, and then admitting the swine flu shots in the 70s killed a bunch of people. I mean, they're going to shoot people up, and they're going to die, and then they just say, oh, that's how it is. You know, I mean, it's such baloney, Paul.
Right, and then we had the Professor Gibbs a few days ago saying that it looked like it was manufactured in a lab, but or accidentally released from a vaccine lab, as is always the case.
By the way, have we gotten the CNN and MSNBC to apologize for attacking us, saying we were kooks for saying it was engineered?
Not that I know of, no.
That doesn't matter. They're discredited scum anyways. Paul Watson, great job. We'll be talking to you again throughout the weekend and going into next week. We'll be right back with Mr. Skelton of the London Guardian. I heard he ran into the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nimmo are all writing exclusive articles from Inside Bilderberg with Jim Tucker's sources. We're also covering what's happening on the outside. International media has headlines about, oh, reporters are being detained and citizens are being detained 2 miles away. They're not detained. They put you in handcuffs, put you in a police car, and take you to jail. You're being arrested. You're just not being charged. So you're being arrested. You're under arrest when they physically take you. Just unbelievable spin. It'd be kind of like if they shot you in the head and they said, oh, we didn't kill you. We just, put a bullet through your head and then you died. You know, it's this endless whitewashing of what's really going on. We have him from outside Athens, Greece, at the site of Bilderberg 2009. We're going to go to Charlie Skelton in just one moment, writer for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, the London Guardian. Before we talk to this reporter who was arrested twice in the first 2 days of this, I heard he had a fracas today from Jim Tucker. We'll get details. Jim said a bunch of other reporters got arrested and detained. We will go over that coming up. But first, I wanted to tell the listeners about a few of our sponsors. And one of those sponsors is pepperspray.com. Again, that's pepperspray.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and check them out online. And they have the best deals I've seen anywhere on stun guns and tasers and animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, big old fire extinguisher size spray bottles of mace and pepper spray down to little bitty ones that look like pins, but still spray a lot of it out. This is the one-stop shop for non-lethal weapons. And again, I believe in citizens having tasers. I believe in citizens having stun guns. I'm against the police misusing them or citizens misusing them. But everybody should get a taser and a stun gun, especially if your wife didn't want to have a gun, but, you know, she goes to dangerous places or you don't, you're in a city where you can't have a gun, but you can't have one of these. These are powerful tools to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're jogging and things like that. You can put it in your little backpack or fanny pack. Again, take action, defend yourselves, put it in your car. You never know when you're going to need it. Pepperspray.com, 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988, pepperspray.com. Fabulous, folks. Be sure and check them out today. And, yes, we are having a money bomb because we built the new radio/TV studio here, but we can get the space next door to us. The last money bomb was only enough to move to these studios and build this. We need another money bomb to build the official TV studios. We ran out of money. And we've already raised $15,000. That would buy one decent studio camera. But we buy even cheaper ones that are $5,000. But the point is, it takes a lot of money to do this, even on the cheaps. So the money bomb is coming up June 11th. You can go ahead and donate now, PayPal, credit card, or mail it in. You'll put it there on the thermometer we have, you know, going towards $250,000, $350,000 that we need. That's our goal. And that was what the money bomb did a year ago, that it helped us move into these facilities, hire more people. I mean, we spent every dime of it on this operation. Every dime of the money donated in the money bomb will also go to expand what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, I want to ask folks to go there and pledge to give on that date of June 11th. Or if you want to go ahead and give now, you can do that as well. It's kind of a pledge drive we are doing here. Another way to support us is your PrisonPlanet.tv membership's now 5 years up and running. We keep adding new functions, new more videos, live feeds for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Also, you can get all of the DVDs and films I produce and the other films we carry at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Like the new Aaron Russo interview, it's the interview we released on the web for free, but some added behind the scenes parts of the interview we didn't put out, and a modern commentary by myself with modern events that have happened, and a lot more. So you can get that as well at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We have also, in closing, started taking the best interviews every month and putting out a new video. And the first edition of this is out with David Icke, Alan Watt, the awesome police chief, Joe Rogan, a bunch of other people, two-hour film in high-quality digital quality, and a lot more. That is now available, and that is now shipping now at InfoWars.com. It is the DVD Arsenal Volume 1, and we're going to have a lot more of these coming out in the next few weeks. Okay, and then after we're caught up, it'll be every month one comes out. They're going to be coming out every week now for the next few weeks. We got four or five, because we're doing January, February, March, April, you know, doing those first 4 months now. Okay, enough about that. Let's go to our guest joining us from right outside the Bilderberg Conference. He is a London Guardian reporter, and we really do appreciate Mr. Skelton coming on the show today. Charlie Skelton, I heard you had problems again today with the supposed no free speech in the EU.
I did. I've had a strange day. I genuinely wanted to have a quiet day, keep my head down, not be arrested, and just write some reports on Bilderberg. It didn't turn out that way because when I got up, went out of a hotel, I realized instantly I was being followed by plainclothes policemen. And it's been one of the most surreal days of my life. I've never been followed before. I'm probably not by girls, obviously, but not by plainclothes Greek policemen. And I've just gone to the hotel, to the local police station for the second time today in order to complain about this. Because I thought I'm going to try and deal with this rationally. I went lunchtime and I said, look, I'm not a threat. I think you've there's something badly wrong if you're following me around here. You know who I am. You've checked me out. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not about to kill David Rockefeller. You know, I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Can you call them off? It's just getting annoying. And they were very nice, and they said, yes, yes, yes. And then I didn't see anything for a couple of hours, and just now I suddenly went, uh-oh, here we go. I'm being followed again. And I've been really badly followed again for the last... I've been being followed now. This is weird. I'm on the phone. I'm being followed. It sounds very strange saying that, I'm being followed. But I'm being followed by a plainclothes policeman along the street.
Oh, try having four of them start punching you and saying, you better stop reporting on this. You know, that's the next level of this, Mr. Skelton. That's happened to me before. Now, let's expand on this. Where are you? Where are the goons? You ought to just pull over and walk over and talk to them. Or they'll probably drive past you. I would pull over, or if you're not in a car, stop. Act like you're afraid because they get off on that. Then they'll start coming up closer, get photos, and run up and talk to them with the phone. That's the way I would do this.
I've had a few conversations with them. And, you know, I had one about 20 minutes ago with a guy where I hate to say this about a police force of which I don't have much experience, but they don't seem very good. I mean, my experience of trying to avoid...
No. Tyranny's always run by guys Miami. That... No, I mean, they're guys that always... It's a mix in Soviet Russia, Communist China, Nazi Germany, East Germany, of people that look like they're 14 years old, as I've seen the photos, with pot-bellied thugs. This is tyranny always has morons working for it. So where are you now? Let's go talk to them right now.
They've gone now. There was a guy on a motorcycle. He's circled off. I headed towards him. He's circled off, so he'll be replaced in a minute. It's perfectly unbelievable. I wrote today. It's like being in my own episode of The Equalizer. It's just extraordinary. And,
what are you going to do when the media says, hold on, let me stop you, Mr. Skelton. What are you going to do when newspapers say you're a liar, Bilderberg doesn't exist, and none of this happened?
Well, I think I would refute that.
And they'll call you a kook. They'll say Greece doesn't exist. You understand? That's how they operate. I'm not kidding. You know, I get emails saying there's no European Union.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These people, Limbaugh says that the CFR doesn't exist.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, I'm going to shut up, Mr. Skelton. You're on with us. Tell us what it's been like today. You say you've talked to him. Please continue.
Well, I was just going to say that for about sort of 15, 20 minutes, it was very exciting. I've got to confess, it was very exciting. I was being followed along. I managed to double back through a cafe. I managed to make my tail. I managed to talk to them, make them admit they were policemen. I took their photograph. They didn't like that. And but hopefully that photograph's been published now on the Guardian website.
No, that's the spirit. That's the spirit.
But, and then it was great. And then I went to the... it wasn't great, obviously, I was being followed. But then I went to the police station, I said, can you stop? They were very nice, and they said yes. And do you know what? And now I'm annoyed. I'm furious, and I feel threatened. I feel like I've been criminalized. I'm walking around, to the best of my knowledge, I'm a decent, upstanding citizen, and I've been criminalized by the presence of Bilderberg here. They have put pressure onto the local police to follow me around, and that's just not fair. They can check me out. They know who I am. And can they not make a rational decision on that? No, they can't. They've got to harass me at a very low level, but it's just constant. And, I'm really disheartened by it. I really am.
Well, I'm reading some of the headlines of your latest dispatches, the London Guardian, as they were on screen, and it sounds almost apologetic, like, our man is sorry he's causing so much trouble. Why is that the spin? So it's bad secret police keep kidnapping you every day and taking you away? I mean, you were kidnapped twice. You know, when George Bush had a press conference, ordered me kidnapped for an hour, and then they threw me out on the side of the highway, that was kidnapping. I mean, you've been kidnapped, and instead it looks like the newspaper's apologizing for you.
Well, no, that's me apologizing. That's me. That's my words, and I'm saying the
You're
point
evil,
I'm
no.
making in that piece. The point I'm making is that, I'm coming at this. You know, obviously, as an English guy, middle class, well brought up by my middle class parents.
That won't help you. They know you're evil now.
The way I want to deal with this is to be polite, gentlemanly. I want to shake hands and say no hard feelings. Awfully sorry. Can't believe I got you into this. Everyone, isn't it a terrible situation? Sorry, everyone. Oh, well, let's have a cup of tea, right? Now, that's that's basically my the way I've been trying to handle it. You know, I've been very nice. I'm still nice. But, you know, I haven't had that returned back to me. And I feel let down by that. And that's me being naive, I know. And I know you'll shout at me now. But I did kind of expect them to play the game in a kind of honorable way and to say, okay, we know who you are, but so we're going to leave you alone. You're not a threat.
Well, listen, they're imploding the government by design, Mr. Skelton. Dyncorp and Halliburton in the Financial Times of London, BBC, Chicago Tribune run giant child kidnapping rings. The CPS right here in Austin puts bounties out for, you know, what adoption agencies, what type of kids they want, and go out literally scoping kids out in public school and to steal. I mean, Mr. Skelton, the government is completely criminal worldwide. They're not going to be gentlemanly. Are you kidding? These are criminals.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'd like to make a distinction it seems to be the whole neighborhood of dogs barking. Apologize for that. I'd like to make a distinction or maintain a distinction between the local police who are under pressure by, Bilderberg being here. And they obviously are under pressure. I know that. I appreciate that. And they've been bought off or whatever. They're just under some kind of under the thumb here. And a distinction between them and the powers that be who are up the hill. Because basically, the local police and me are at the same level of the pyramid. You know, they're just me wearing a silly hat. But, the people up the hill are at the top of the pyramid, and neither me nor the police have got anything to do with them, really. And unfortunately, these guys playing around with their guns and their motorcycles, following me, thinking it's such a funny game, isn't this brilliant, we've got them under surveillance. They're playing the big government's game, and they're playing the Bilderberg game, and that's just infuriating. You just want to shake them and say, for God's sake, you're following the wrong person.
Well, listen, but they're following the right person. You're the good guy with a major newspaper trying to show a criminal, illegal, violating federal and I know British laws. They're in there setting policy and deciding, okay, you want all the power plants in Texas? Our guy Perry's here. He'll give them to you. That actually happened 2 years ago. Oh, you want us to hand all the roads over in the U.S. to a foreign bank? Sure, here they are. Oh, you want a world tax? You want, you know, I mean, look, the military and police are there to guard the criminal elite. Just like in Nazi Germany, you could say their police and military might not all been bad guys. In fact, a lot of them were nice guys bouncing babies on their knees when they were at home at night and cleaning the dishes. But during the day, they were lining up families in pits and shooting them. And let me tell you, this following orders to spy on Americans without warrants, and this following orders to arrest now hundreds of citizens for photographing police in England under terror charges, and you can't buy seeds now under EU law because you're a terrorist, you know. Sir, we're going into bondage. That's what happens 99% of the time. That's why the Magna Carta and Bill of Rights and things like that created the new Renaissance of liberty, and that's why these enemies of freedom are defecating all over them, and that's why they're enemies. They're enemies of everything good. These are Nazi commo Nazis, whatever you want to call them. They're scum, they're filth, they're trash, and we need to address them for what they are instead of apologizing. I've watched the famous footage of people in Soviet Russia being rounded up, or people in Germany, or people being rounded up in China, and they're always apologetic to the police as they're being taken to their deaths. I'm not going to be apologetic to criminals. I don't care how many uniforms they've got. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to continue your thought, but to say that what I think I've learned so far is that where I put my head above the parapet here is that I've become, in inverted commas, a member of the press. You know, I'm not really a reporter. I work writing stuff for things, but I'm not. I might be a writer, but I'm not a reporter. But I tell you what, as soon as I have a camera and as soon as I'm filing copy somewhere, anywhere, I become a threat. I become a voice, and they prefer the voiceless. And they hate someone with a voice. And I just think we're living for a brief period, I don't know how long, in an age where it's technologically possible for everyone to become a reporter.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
To stick a lens in the windows of the delegates' cars as they go up to build a.
And that's why the British government is saying photography in public is an act of terrorism, because they don't want it. And I agree with you. The power of the citizen press, not just a London Guardian reporter, is incredible. Now, let me expand on that. The Bilderberg Group made the cold-blooded decision. When they drive into events with blackened windows, they hold newspapers up to their faces because they know they're engaging in criminal acts and taking over nations. Now, You're there. This is happening. They made a cold-blooded decision, because I've been told they've arrested and detained a bunch of people, and I want you to tell us about that. They've made the cold-blooded decision. This is kind of taking the gloves off. I've never seen it where they're just arresting and detaining people en masse 2+ miles away, according to Tucker. So they've made a conscious decision to get all the bad publicity because they don't want anybody seeing who is at that meeting. Now, tell us your take on that.
Well, you know, their job would be made a lot harder if more people were here, I have to say. You know, please don't think I'm being self-righteous at all in saying that I think it's important that I'm here. I think it's important that Jim Tucker's here. It's important that, you know, the guy I just spoke to from Romania, he's here. It's important that Bernie, who went out on the boats to try and get near to take photographs of them from the sea, is here. I think it's all important. And you know what? We might be entering an age where everyone has to just change what they do a little bit and become a little bit more active. And, you know,
yes,
just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just pick up a camera a bit more often, write
yes
something a bit more. There's one of them.
You've done
it. One
of another
tales.
One. You know, another secret policeman. Who's shown up now?
Yeah. Oh, he's cycled off. Oh, honestly, it's pathetic. They're on bicycles now. I think it's because I'm doing a lot of walking. They're getting bored of walking after me. Anyway, I was just saying, you know,
We're going to come back, sir. We're going to come back because I want you to tell us what you've seen. If you got out in the ocean, what happened? Who else you've seen being detained or arrested? He's Charlie Skelton, Bilderberg 2009. Exclusive coverage right here at the tip of the spear. It is the InfoWar. I am Alex Jones.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Charles Skelton, I've been all over the map here. It just upsets me to hear what's happening to you. Give us a brief, and I appreciate your time. London Guardian reporter joining us from Bilderberg 2009. A chronological thing. So you tried to go out in a boat. What happened there? What have you heard about other reporters being arrested? Tucker says they're all coming back to meet him at 7, 8 o'clock at night. He had just talked to him when he came on the show with us. And he said there's a whole bunch of people getting arrested and detained miles away. He said 2.5 miles away. What can you tell us?
Well, I've only briefly spoken to a couple of them. And the Romanian guy, who I believe has provided you some footage already today, has been detained. And he managed to record them, I think, whilst being detained. And Bernie, who I don't know his second name, but I think he's from the American Free Press, he went out on the boat, but he said they didn't get within, you know, 3 miles before the Greek Navy came along and turned the boat around.
So now you can't even get out in the public harbor. I mean, now you can't even go out in the public harbor. It's like the gods have landed, that's the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, the point that's fascinating about that is that here's a... I don't know what that alarm is, so I'm going to go away from it. What's fascinating is that here's a situation where the people out in the boat are being turned away by the Greek Navy from approaching within 3 miles of a hotel, and it's still not being reported on. And it's this. I don't quite understand. I'm going to come away from this conference with that one question foremost in my mind. I don't understand why it's not being talked about in the press. And I know the easy answer is to say that there's a blanket pressure from the top of each of these newspapers and media outlets. You know what? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But even so, even from within and from below and where is it? Anywhere. You know, you put Bilderberg into Google News and it's PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet, The Guardian, PrisonPlanet, that one article in The Times, and that's about it. You know, and that's depressing. Is that the best that we can do? Is that the best reporting that we can put together as a globe? Jesus, it's pathetic.
Well, we're getting millions of people.
No,
millions of people are Googling Bilderberg and they're finding Prison Planet. So see, that backfires on the mainstream media. That's why we're seeing some reportage now from some mainstream media, because they're losing so much credibility and media market share. See, the media has denied all this existed until about 6-7 years ago. Now they go, okay, they want world government. And they've had Mombiot of your own paper come out and say, yeah, we need world government. He said that yesterday. And yeah, you know, and people that are against it are kind of kooks. So go ahead and, you know, don't let them have free speech. You know, that's kind of where this goes. But then other reporters said this didn't exist all these years. They don't want to admit they're wrong. So it is pressure with the Financial Times of London, owned by Bilderberg Group. Remember Mr. Wolf? With the Wall Street Journal and stuff, with News Corp, Bilderberg Group member, he's certainly been there. So there's members and there's guests. Rupert Murdoch, they do have a news blackout on all of this, but we've exposed it so much that now it just discredits them. But you're right. Having people for 2.5 mile, 3 mile radiuses arrested, you know, that's big news right there alone. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think you're absolutely right about credibility. I think that, you know, with enough different voices all standing here and pointing at it and going, look, whatever else is happening, whatever you say about it, whether it's good or bad, these limousines did just pull up. These helicopters are circling above. There are armed people with machine guns there. There are some people in there, and they are discussing something. Is that not a news story? Is that not news? And I think that if you're not covering that, and you're deciding to just put an extra page in the paper, you know, to cover some soap opera or whatever, or sports event, then you have to lose credibility, surely. You know, if you have any, you know, shred of self-respect as a news editor, surely you're giving it some a place. You know, thank goodness the time.
Absolutely. Stay there. One more segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. The Bilderberg Group is now into day number two, then day three tomorrow into Sunday. We'll have a big report for you, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, abbreviated Sunday edition. We'll probably have reports again from the final day of Bilderberg as it's breaking up and leaving. You can be two miles away, 3 miles away, trying to get them coming in on the highway or leaving. We'll see on Sunday if people get arrested, even trying to videotape the gods leaving. Because the men in black limousines with helicopters and troops, they don't exist. The world bankers meeting with the royalty, when we get their own documents that Jim Tucker stolen from them before and things, openly bragging about world government, none of that exists. So got to tell the public, there just happens to be army and police out here arresting you. If you come near, nothing's going on. Go away. We're talking in this segment and a little bit into the next. He'll be gone by 10 after. We have several other guests and a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. But I appreciate Charlie Skelton with The Guardian being nice and coming on. You know, I saw his first report back on Monday or Tuesday saying, I'm going to Bilderberg to see if it exists. And we kind of said, look, they're going to send this comedy writer there to make fun of it. Then I found out his wife's a listener. He's a listener. And that, you know, that it was his idea to go to Bilderberg. But I think that was kind of their idea to pick him, maybe thinking that, oh, well, he's not an official journalist. We can kind of poo-poo it. You know, we have to ask, why is he the guy that was sent from one of the biggest papers in the world? I mean, it's in the top 10. I think I pulled up its ratings. They say it's the sixth or seventh largest paper in the world. You know, why is he there? But I think that's maybe backfired on them because he isn't a mind-controlled mainline journalist like Mombiot there calling for world government in the same newspaper. Why do you think they sent you? Why do you think, I mean, you pointed out nobody's going to this. Would you like to send me? I mean, how did that happen?
On this day, son.
Yeah, do it at 10 o'clock. I'll be there at 10 o'clock. Okay. 10 o'clock.
Hey, who is that talking to you, Mr. Skelton?
Oh, one of them. It's really bizarre.
I wish I wouldn't have been babbling when the secret police came up. Tell me, oh, he was polite. He waited until you quit talking. What did the police officer say to you this time?
Nothing. I turned around and came up in his face again as I've been doing. I'm talking to you. Two things are happening. One, I'm having a conversation with you. Number two, I'm walking around a small suburb up on the hill with about sort of four policemen in plain clothes on various corners and streets, and I'm sort of double backing and saying hello to them and dodging them, and I sort of almost as a game for myself. And I'm.
Can we talk to him?
I know it's not a game. And you know, it's. That guy didn't really speak much English, so that wouldn't have been a good one.
What was he saying about 10 o'clock?
I was telling him, I'm going to go back to the station at 10 just to try and clear. Apparently, there's a change of command at 10 o'clock, and the guy at the gate, who's quite nice, just said, the young guy just said, look, don't speak to the one now. Speak to the one at 10 o'clock. You might get somewhere with him. But obviously, I won't get anywhere because, you know, the amount of pressure I can put on these compared to the amount of pressure David Rockefeller can put on these, it's slightly different. So I've got a feeling that my request to be left
alone. But wait a minute, David Rockefeller doesn't exist. There's no world government. He just wrote his memoir 4 years ago saying he wants to overthrow the U.S. I mean, Mr. Skelton, you know, there's no world government, Mr. Skelton.
Well, I kind of feel the tentacles of the world government tickling me on the back of my neck at the moment. And it's not a nice feeling.
Well, what's wrong with them setting up a world government to carry out eugenics and a one-child policy and taxing you with carbon taxes to micromanage every facet of your life? I mean, what's wrong with them banning all your liberties?
To answer your question, I think, is it's wrong in so many different ways that it's almost impossible to get your head around it. It's almost incomprehensibly bad. And it's so big. I wrote about this the other day. It's a bit like, I don't know whether you've read the Edgar Allan Poe short story where someone hides something in plain view. It's the Pauline letter. And it's a story about, I'm going to give it away now, so close your ears if you don't hear this. But a letter is stolen and it's hidden in plain view on the wall. And in the story, Edgar Allan Poe talks about how if you look at a map and look for a word, you won't be able to see the word if it's the large word written right across in massive letters because you're looking close up. And I sort of
stay there. This is key. This is key. You're talking about a spell.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, once Charlie Skelton of London Guardian is back in the UK, out of one police state and into another, back from Bilderberg 2009, I want to have him on for like a full hour and fully brief him. And I really want to thank you, sir, for your courage and what you've done. And I don't want to say your transformation, but you've certainly now been baptized in the tyranny and know how real it is. And that's what I encourage listeners to do. Go out, as you said, become citizen activist media. You will run into tyranny and corruption everywhere. Government is so corrupt that if you follow almost any judge, that you see that's doing evil things, you'll catch them with hookers and buying drugs. And I mean, I've never found a politician that wasn't corrupt, that, you know, that was doing bad things that I couldn't follow or watch who wouldn't instantly do bad. Because bad people don't just do one bad thing. They just are all over the map. And if we start following them, videotaping them, going to city council meetings, hanging out in parking lots, following city council members as citizen media, I mean, it's unbelievable. You'll just immediately see evil. These people just run around continually engaged in wickedness, as the Bible says, and, you know, going and covering global elitists, going and doing everything you're doing. I just want to commend you. And if the citizens start covering what government's doing and ferreting things out and looking at legislation, there's no way they can get away with this if we all just do a little bit. So yeah, you're there walking around in Greece with secret police following you everywhere as the sun is now set. I appreciate you coming on with this. Closing comments, sir, from you, Charlie Skelton, reporter for the London Guardian there at Bilderberg 2009. Oh, and you were finishing up your hidden in plain view analogy.
Well, I'll just finish that. I'll finish that point and close off on that, which is that one of the problems with, you know, what you're engaged in, what anyone who's engaged in alternative thinking, one of the problems that faces them is, what do you pick? Even if you were to just pick one thing, for example, the lies concerning the Iraq War, or the taking over of genetic, you know, seed varieties by large corporations, any one of those things is enough to absolutely blow anyone's mind. And they are, you know, that's the trouble. It's so big. The problem is enormous. And you know, and I'm talking to myself here. I don't know what to do, but I guess one thing you can do is just simply pick something. You know, pick something and go, you know what, I'm going to do for the next 5 years? I'm going to be a bit interested in protecting seed varieties, or a bit interested in monitoring European legislation, or a bit interested in picking up politicians' lies about Iraq, or defense, or gaps in defense spending. One thing. I'm going to make it my thing. I don't know. Maybe that's an answer. I don't know what the answer is. There's lots of possible answers, but the question.
Sir, you are saying exactly what I've instinctively said for over a decade, or 14 years now, is that absolutely be generalist. Everybody be involved in different things, different ideas. And don't follow one person's ideas. So keep an open mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't be cookie cutter. And then you'll suddenly notice, I live in England. I just tried to buy old seed varieties, and I'm being put on a list. Everywhere you go, then you'll run into tyranny, and you'll go, my God, this was 1,000 times worse than I actually even knew. And then it opens up. And what you said is key. The globalists make profits off of controlling every facet of society. And so it's also their market. They use a free market system of crony capitalism. It's not true capitalism or free market, to control everything. And so that's why they're hitting you from every angle, because it's business for them. And exactly, one of these will blow your mind. There are hundreds of these coming in at you. And that's why the general public, you know, comes face to face with a conspiracy so massive that they're just knocked over by it, as Winston Churchill said, or as the former head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover said, that you know, is that you come face to face, and the globalists write books about it. It's not even our opinion. And they're laughing. When you read their books, they're laughing, going, I know you're reading this. None of your little slave friends will help you. I mean, they've got little statements, you know, basically like that. And you're going, none of my slave friends will help me. My God, these people are directly talking to the members of the public that actually read this. And you're just like, can't we wake the sheep up to beat these people? So we appreciate your courage. Maybe I can get you on for 15, 20 minutes on Sunday. We're on 4 to 6 p.m., so I'll have Rob call you. And we're very thankful for all your time. Anything we can do for you, Mr. Skelton?
No, I'm fine. I'm probably going to head back towards the lights now that the sun's gone down. I don't like being followed in the dark, so I'm going to go and sit in a brightly lit cafe on the seafront.
Okay, and what's the name of the Edgar Allan Poe story? You didn't finish that about
it's the Poloid letter. It's just a good metaphor for how global agenda is passed across people's eyes without them even seeing it. It's too big to see.
Absolutely, they're too close to it. Thank you so much, Mr. Skelton. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. There goes London Guardian reporter, arrested twice, detained another time. People being arrested left and right, miles away from the facility, 3 miles away in the port, which is a big, we've got photos, big thriving port with sailboats and everything, all just shut down. Just absolutely amazing. Okay. Coming up, we've got, Mark Morano, a congressman's aide who has one of the biggest websites exposing the global warming fraud, that it's not man-made, that it's natural, 11-year cycle. It's like we have four seasons. you know, autumn, winter, spring, summer. Pretty soon they'll tell school kids, you know, no, summer is global warming. It's not supposed to get hot or it's not supposed to get cold. It's an ice age. We have an 11-year sun cycle, and there's some other earth cycles as well. And we got him coming up, and then Bob Chapman in the last hour. But right now, until the break, for the next 6-7 minutes, I wanted to bring Steve Shank up because he's one of our best sponsors. He makes so much what we do here possible, and he's always offering new plans, new ideas for folks to get high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, storable foods. And, you know, I've told folks that do whatever you have to, even if you get a one-month supply, a two-month, a three-month, these are small. They have the, you know, getaway packs that fit in your trunk. They'll feed a one person 50% more calories than they even need, or is it 150%, or is it double? You know, and a little stove that comes with it, everything. I believe in getting self-sufficient. I believe in being able to take care of yourself. The globalists want us domesticated, and he's got some new programs and new offers he wanted to tell the folks that visit eFoodsDirect.com about. Steve Shank joining us. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. We've just had a fire drill, haven't we, with this swine flu fiasco?
Well, the globalists clearly engineered it. That's now admitted its designer, as we said day one. They're now saying it's going to mutate in the fall and kill us. And we just posted an article at PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying they're going to go to level 6 now, even though it only killed 2 people in the U.S. So, yes, it's a fraud, but Jim Tucker confirmed in Bilderberg that they are planning to use this to bring in world government and a world government control over health, a world government control over courts, world government control over taxes, a world army. It's all being formulated right now at Bilderberg 2009.
Well, the problem that we have, Alex, is that this is just another step in cooking frogs. We've talked about that before. And what has happened as a result of this thing coming, a big splash, then dying down, is that we're in the most dangerous time for our people in their minds, because nothing happened. It's like Y2K. Nothing happened. Most disasters are geographically limited, so the rest of the nation can look and say, well, Katrina was a mess. Let's do something for ourselves. And in this case, it was nationwide, and now everybody's gone into complacency. The birds are singing. The sun is shining. And this is the most dangerous time in the world, for the simple reason it will come back, but we're like people on death row that have said, okay, I've got a 3-month reprieve. I don't have to keep calling my lawyers. I can sit back and say, oh, man, what a relief. And that is the most dangerous thing we can have.
Well, regardless, Steve, you got the depression they're engineering. We have their documents. That's confirmed. IMF, World Bank, and internal Bilderberg. They're engineering new wars with Iran, Pakistan. The World Health Organization is saying it's going to come back in the fall. I think it's all a big fraud, but that's their cover for something bigger. Their excuse for martial law is the economy implodes. People need firearms. They need water filters. They need high-quality, storable food. You're the place to get the food and some of the water filters. Tell folks about some of the things you're offering and the new thing you've got for folks. Because a lot of folks, including Derek, our sales guy, he lives in a little apartment. That's why he's never gotten storable food, which I think
is
crazy.
Right. What we've come up with is something called a one-year stowaway. What this is something that people can go on the website, reserve a one-year supply of food. They can make monthly payments on it. It will be stored. We've acquired a brand new warehouse that is climate controlled. We'll store it here. And so for those folks that are traveling around the country that are in a situation where they can't keep their food where they are, or they don't know where they're going to be, this is absolutely ideal. They'll be able to call, and within 48 hours it'll be shipped to wherever they need it.
You've also
the whole
started
idea behind this mm-hmm. is that people can break the cost of it down, and they can put in the food that they need. And what we learned something during this last announcement. The day after the one working day, the first working day after they announced the bird flu issue, the swine flu issue, we had our lines just jammed up. The warehouse was covered up, and this will not work. It's like people trying to get out of a disaster area at the last minute, and they get traffic jammed.
Now,
unless people get their food in immediately, what we've tried to do with this stowaway program is set it up so anyone mm-hmm. that can make monthlies, that doesn't have room to store it, that is traveling, they can have it stored, it's safe, it's here, it can't be stolen, it can't be broken in on, and at the same time, we've come up with some new recipes, and we've adjusted the formulations for these foods to the point where they are literally health food. Some folks were concerned about some of the things we weren't able to take out of them.
Steve, we're almost out of time, and it's guaranteed you'll ship it to them. How fast when somebody says ship my food?
48 hours.
Okay, and also you've got distributorships. Bob Dacey here in town is doing great, shipping your food out. So you're also looking for distributors that want to sell it regionally and locally. That's going on. Give folks the toll-free number.
800-409-5633, and that's efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Hey, I think that's a great plan, but if folks can, get the 1 month, get a year, get it stored yourselves. I mean, shouldn't they want to physically hold it too? I mean, if they've got the money right now?
Absolutely. Whichever way, we're just going to help people no matter how they need to do it. They just got to do it.
Let's give that number out again. efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect, the letter efoodsdirect.com, or the banners on Infowars.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, the stowaway plan. Thanks, Steve.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox Tea, Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Hi ho,
everybody knows.
Hi ho,
dice are loaded.
Hi ho,
everybody rolls with.
We're off to work we go.
Everybody knows.
It's a weird mix, a Snow White song with this guy.
Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich.
Now I was just thinking, all the great Bilderberg hunters out there, like little elves off high-hoeing their way to the police department, being arrested, being detained, being harassed.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I wanted to finish up telling you about Steve Shank because he got cut short there, the J. Michael Stevens group. Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, I would get physical holdings of storable foods, and this is the place to get it, best prices. Longest continually operating company. And they got 1 month supplies, 3 day boogie packs. They've got year supplies, 2 year supplies. You'll be surprised how inexpensive it is. But I suggest you get a 1 month supply and just test it out. Or do that stowaway thing where they'll keep it in a warehouse for you and ship it within 48 hours anywhere you want. And they got layaway. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just can't get over this article that was in the New York Times yesterday. And Paul Watson has pointed out what the article actually says. He has a story. Government readies youth corps to take on vets. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Here is the New York Times from yesterday. And when you read the first paragraph, it says, 10 minutes into an errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border, and a gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped in his desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and masks affixed. And there, click on the photos that are on that New York Times page for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, it's got Homeland Security buses they're practicing with, and Homeland Security's funding all this. And it's not just the Boy Scouts. It's the public schools. Yeah, look at them stacked up there in SWAT team formation in military uniforms. I mean, show people these insanely disgusting photos. Yeah, scroll through them. And then, of course, it shows the dead veterans they've simulated killing. Yeah, that's it. There's 14 of them. Scroll through them at the top for folks right there. See that little clicker there? There the child is in the Kurzel helmet. There they are with the little guns. And the little says tactical police unit. There they are practicing taking over factories. There they are practicing killing terrorists. And then here's the dead veterans coming up, the dead vets they've simulated killing. And you notice the Homeland Security document says vets and gun owners the number one threat. You notice that it's in all these other government documents. They're teaching local police the number one threat is returning vets, that they're going to have IEDs bombing every town soon. They've got FEMA out preparing mass graves and telling local police to get ready for vets to attack them. I mean, they are really getting ready to go after veterans and gun owners because they know vets know how to fight, have a will to fight. No, it's no big deal once the fight's going. They're not gelded, and so you're the number one target. I mean, you know, throughout history, you know... George Lucas, about 6 months after I pointed out that Revenge of the Sith was about government-sponsored terror and government staging terror attacks, that's how the Emperor becomes the Emperor, is staging terror attacks. I said, and I wrote an article at Infowars.com, you know, just from the book, before the movie was out, I said, this is about government-sponsored terror, Revenge of the Sith. And I said, Lucas is telling you what George Bush has done, because I knew he changed what the original novel was going to be. Then Lucas comes out at Cannes and says, I believe the government's staging events, and this is a parallel for today. Now, what does the Emperor target when he finally takes over? He targets the police and military. He takes the young paramilitary forces led by the young Jedi, and he sends them off to kill the old police and military. This isn't a movie, folks. This is what happened with Pinochet in Chile. This is what happened in Cuba. This is what happened in China and Russia and Nazi Germany and Eastern Germany. This is what happens over and over and over and over. And I told you, police and military, they got dossiers on all of you. They got Merc teams ready for you. They're ready, ladies and gentlemen, to kill you. And I guess a lot of you are going to roll over, I guess, and just cower and let them win. As for me, I'm not going, I keep telling you, police, you are the target. You are the target. You're not in these documents, you know, the declassified ones. It just says returning vets are the number one threat. Most of the cops are the returning vets. See, you're getting reports about yourselves, fools, and they're training 14, 15, 16, 17 year olds to seek and destroy. Read the article. To murder you. It's all in writing. Are you going to take it? Or are you going to join the rebellion against the New World Order? Come on in, join us. You know you want to in your heart.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, it feels good to go from the mainstream media calling me an insane coot for believing in the Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg Group, and CFR, to now Bilderberg Group being all over the news, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bohemian Grove. And when you read their documents, when you read books by the German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt or David Rockefeller's memoir 4 years ago about how he does want to overthrow the U.S., he actually says that in there. He says, yeah, I'm guilty as charged. I want a one-world government. They just had 50 top journalists come out yesterday and call for world governance. And they said, yeah, it's got to be authoritarian to protect the democracy. It's an authoritarian system that's a democracy. That is, we let you vote on what we decide you can. Like, you can decide what color, you know, little helicopter cap to wear. Do you want a pink one or a green one? And then we decide which black ski mask police take you to what FEMA camp. But again, you can decide what clown noses. You want a blue or red clown nose? That's the freedom you get in the New World Order, is you get to decide, I guess, what color jumpsuit to wear in the prison. When you read the Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, everything is the carbon tax, taxing the carbon cycle of the planet. We're carbon-based life forms. The ocean's full of carbon. The trees breathe the carbon dioxide and put out oxygen for us. They've done studies, and you know the Earth is starved right now for carbon dioxide. It's been 14 times higher from the ice core samples. Trees grow faster, live longer. Humans are healthier. Higher oxygen. We're oxygen starved. And we're on an 11-year sun cycle. That's what mainly controls this. But there's some other things. They know this. They brag. You know, Al Gore owns the two big companies that you'll buy the carbon credits from. George Soros says, I'm having a great controlled crisis and making the biggest profits in my life. This is the culmination of my life work. I've done this. Ha, ha, ha. You know, I mean, this is funny to them. And Mark Morano's probably got the biggest alternative news site, which is as big as a lot of major newspapers, exposing the complete fraud and the new religion. Now, the elite know it's a fraud, but for the public, they say in their own documents we've covered here, we're going to give them a new religion of Gaia, then this will be organized by the state, and we'll have a one-child policy, and this is what Hitler was for. Hitler was for controlling the population and a vegetarian and an animal rights guy, and this is what they believe. These are control freaks, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, all of them. ClimateDepot.com, the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow, environmentalism think tank. He worked for director of the Republicans on the U.S. Senate Committee for Environment and Public Works, worked for Senator James Inhofe, who we think's one of the better senators up there on these issues. Good thing when his propeller fell off his plane, he didn't die. They sure like to kill a lot of them that way. And he just does so much more. But now we've seen the Republicans flip-flop after Bilderberg 2007, and suddenly a lot of them have gotten behind it. So we're in a lot of trouble here. And people they're calling for climate change denial. If you say it doesn't exist, they say that's like denying the Holocaust. You should be arrested in Europe. They're trying to get us to sign on to the criminal court, so we're under these laws. So fellow heretic, fellow thought criminal, a man out there kind of aggregating all this news and information and the tens of thousands of scientists saying that global warming being man-made is a fraud. Mark Morano, a serious thought criminal. While we're still able to talk to him, they're trying to outlaw what we're about to do. Sir, thank you for coming on, thought criminal.
Thank you, Alex. Happy to be here. Yeah, you mentioned the denier and all that. We have a CBS News reporter, Scott Pelley, who literally has publicly said he will not interview any scientist skeptical of Al Gore or the United Nations view of global warming, because for the same reason, if he was doing a story on the Holocaust, he would not interview any people who denied the Holocaust happened. They have returned this into sacrosanct, and you're right, the late Michael Crichton, the author, was one of the early ones to call this a religion. There's on my site right now, climatedepot.com, we have a seventh grade girl in school who won an essay where she says we need a climate exorcism. And she says we're being haunted. I mean, these are the words of religion. These are the words of faith-based thoughts, not science. And if you look at the polling data, the American people are actually growing more skeptical, dramatically skeptical, in the last few years, as the Earth has failed to warm, as more scientists come out, as new studies just make a mockery of what Al Gore has claimed. But what we're finding is young people are still the most firmly and committed believers. And I've spoken at elementary schools. Kids are worried about polar bears and flooding, both of which are completely manufactured scares by the global warming industry. Sea levels, there's no acceleration in sea level, and if one of the scientists said, if sea level's rising due to global warming, no one's told sea level.
Well, the ice caps grew by, 30% this year, Arctic and Antarctic?
Yeah.
Look, when they show a polar bear on the news and say, look, he's drowning, they know polar bears are the greatest land swimmers on Earth. They can swim hundreds of miles. I mean, this is such a scam. I mean, Gore just is laughing all the way to the bank. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, particularly polar bears are at or near record highs, according U.S. Geological Survey. The only way they're threatened, and they're not even threatened here, there's computer models. The bottom line is they've survived much warmer periods than that's even being contemplated.
They thrive.
And it's all based on computer models, which Ivy League lead expert in forecasting said the UN climate models violate the basic principles of forecasting. Something like 70 out of 84 principles, it violates 70 of them. These are just, some people have called them Sony PlayStation video games. That's how they get the fear. They have to posit, and Obama's energy secretary, Stephen Chu, is the biggest embarrassment on this. He will talk about what he thinks is going to happen in the year 2100 and act as though it's evidence of today. Top Japanese scientists just came out in, I believe, January or February and said that global warming is now akin to astrology. That's the level we've reached here. If you read your horoscope every day, it's written in such a way that it's vaguely worded that pretty much anything happens, you can say your horoscope was right. Well, the same way with global warming. They're now getting away from the phrase global warming. They want to call it global weirding, in the words of Thomas Friedman.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you about next is the New York Times, as you know, it got leaked that one of these PR firms had written up the new pitch for the White House and the Democrats was that we're losing our atmosphere. It's deteriorating. Climate change. Stress when it's over cold that was caused by man. Stress when it's hot. I mean, we've got them red-handed running around fear-mongering, and now that people are waking up to them, Gore's now going, we'll all be dead in 5 years. It's not 20 now. Give me the money. And he publicly owns the trading companies in Chicago and England that the money's going to go into. I mean, how asinine is this?
Oh, he's partners and affiliated with groups that have already invested $1 billion in, I think, 40 different companies. He went from $1 or $2 million net worth to over $100 million now, according to Bloomberg News. And now he's poised to be the world's first carbon billionaire. But he's not doing it through entrepreneurship. He's doing it through lobbying the government to pass unneeded mandates that are going to make people, real people, suffer.
It's taxes.
Yeah, but even beyond taxes, it is a moral question. We have poor Africans in places like Chad who have global warming-inspired bans on charcoal. They can't cook. They can't heat their huts because they're worried about global warming mandates.
Mark, I got to stop you again. Mark, I got to stop you, and I'm gonna try to shut up and let you talk. But when I hear you saying all this truth, I got to say this, and then I want you to go over it. I've read the actual UN studies. It's not even our studies. It's their studies. They admit that their global warming cuts of 20% could kill hundreds of millions of people. If they cut it by 50%, like they're saying, billions. They know, and they're eugenicists, and so they brag that they've got to do this to cut the numbers. These are cold-blooded killers, but then they say we're being paid by oil companies. We're stating facts. They're the ones that are now being paid by oil companies as ExxonMobil's gotten on board for the global scam. Now, I'm going to shut up. Go over the numbers of what this will do to the third world.
Well, the third world, I mean, as I said, it is a moral question. We have Thomas Friedman, New York Times columnist, who wrote this recent book. He's been on a book tour. I believe he was paid, I want to say, $175,000 to go speak in San Francisco. He is telling India, don't follow us. Don't follow the U.S. model of economic success. The earth can't handle it. You don't need to do it. He's telling a country where 40% of its people don't have access to electricity. This is what they're calling the new form of colonialism. It's white, wealthy Westerners telling poor people of color in the third world that they can't have prosperity and development like we can. In other words, they need to remain in the nasty, brutish, short life with no running water, no electricity, no modern medicine, no defibrillators, no treatments, no modern dentistry, no clean water, no clean air, living in huts made of dung, because they're living eco-friendly. I've met what I call environmental missionaries, green missionaries, wealthy white people that come. And in this particular case, it was a young woman from Minnesota who was in Africa telling poor South Africans that they were living more earth-friendly and that the U.S. way of life was total BS, meaning prosperity and running water.
And, Mark, let me stop you. I've seen all the major studies, their own internal studies. The Royal Commission, 1944 to 49, they decided to have the population boom to not let the third world develop, and they knew it would increase numbers and actually hurt the environment, the way they're living in squalor actually hurts the environment instead of moving to the industrial system and the new advanced cleaner system. So this is economic warfare, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, the developing world is poised to have the same miracle that the Western world had in the 20th century, except for unfounded global warming fears. Just to give you a few more examples, white wealthy Westerners in England, a grocery market chain, announced they were going to buy local. Well, this didn't sit well with poor Kenyan farmers whose livelihood depended on food exports to England. That's another example of this. You have across, again, using India, environmentalists have opposed various dams to bring in hydroelectric power because of environmental impacts. And I've seen it down in the Amazon rainforest. I did a documentary in 2000. Wealthy celebrities fly in on carbon-spewing jets, stop some development down there, and then they fly back home to their Bel Air mansion. This is a new form of colonialism. It's a colonialism that keeps poor people poor. I interviewed Dr. Walter Williams. He's a African-American economist, George Mason University. He said that many Westerners want to see the developing world poor because it's almost like going to visit, treating people like they're zoos. There's actually a whole thing called poverty tourism now, where you go and you see people live and you think, oh, isn't that neat? Isn't that great? And the bottom line is environmental policy is going to keep them living that way.
That's right. And these control freak communists who work for the big banks, because, again, they don't want a free market either. That's why the ultra-rich always fund the poor to set up socialism, to conduit the money and power to the elites. They are saying they want the same system here. They want to cut the population. Brown's head eco advisor says cut the population from 60 million to 30 million, cut the population from 25 million. So they want to bring that here. And then they're going to fly around on their limousine liberal helicopters while we're in squalor. These are control freaks. I've talked to them.
I compare it to the old Soviet Politburo, where the members of the party got all the perks. You have Arnold Schwarzenegger, who in his radio address just 3 weeks ago told Californians that to lower their carbon footprint, they should be air-drying clothes, and that if you air-dried your clothes every day for 6 months, you'd save, you know, I don't know, X amount of pounds. The same Arnold Schwarzenegger who the L.A. Times a year before chastised them for commuting to work in a private jet, a daily commute in his private jet. He's now telling Californians to hang their clothes out in the air. Out in the air. This is the level, and this is Al Gore flying the private jets, Leonardo DiCaprio. This is it's that two-tiered system. The masses live one way, and the party rulers live another.
But that's okay. That's okay because DiCaprio and Schwarzenegger and all of them are heavily invested in the carbon credit companies. They buy those from themselves.
That's right. And also, they'll brag. I mean, at one point, Gore's film, he bragged that it was carbon neutral. Someone did the calculations. He only paid, I want to say the number was under $500. It was some absurd number. You can make a whole Hollywood film with all the carbon and claim you're carbon neutral for just $500. I don't think other people are getting charged so low. But we're finding Hollywood actors buying, you know, for all the flying they do and for being in entertainment, they're buying offsets. And what's happening is they're either preserving land in Africa or planting trees. Before I left the U.S. Senate, I met with the Norwegian embassy. The Norwegian embassy. And they were touting this new thing that they're essentially going to pay poor countries not to develop. And this is the ultimate form of the new colonialism I'm talking about. I told them I hope they failed. This was in a meeting, you know, in the U.S. Senate. They sought it out with me. I said all that's going to happen is your money from the U.N. and from international agencies are going to go to corrupt third world dictators. They're going to get the money. The people are going to suffer as their country continues not to develop, as they're living in huts, you know, made of dung. These wealthy Norwegians are going to sit back and say, we're saving the planet. Isn't this great? And we're helping these poor people by giving to these corrupt governments. That is what's wrong right now in terms of international policy. What we need to do, well, I interviewed a South African activist who said it best. If the Western wealthy world really doesn't want the developing world to develop, they ought to lead by example. In other words, they should level cities like Washington, Rotterdam, London, and return them back to swamps and jungles before they can tell people in Africa and people in South America and Asia not to develop their land. And that didn't go over too well with a lot of development actors. This was at a UN conference that this, the South African said it. But I think he was dead on. We have no business telling these countries, paying them, bribing them, whatever word you want to use, not to develop when it's not our kids that are dying of high infant mortality and short life expectancy. I interviewed Chevy Chase on the mall on one of these Earth Days, the actor. He said, socialism works. Cuba was the model. This is the mindset of the modern environmental movement, and sadly, it's infected many in this new administration.
And meanwhile, Chevy Chase is worth literally $100 million or more. Talking to these people in government and reading their writings, the high-level ones cold-bloodedly know this is a business, this is to control, this is to freeze the third world.
I mean, they're very honest. Ben Cardin, Democrat from Maryland, told the Washington Post in April, global warming laws in Washington represent the greatest, the biggest potential, the greatest revenue-generating proposal of our time, was the exact quote. So you can imagine, they don't care about the science. They care about the greatest revenue-generating proposal of their time. And remember, he who controls carbon controls life. It's a bureaucrat's dream to control carbon dioxide. We had a scientist from Princeton come and testify, Will Happer, 200 peer-reviewed scientific studies. He said the level of control we're contemplating when you declare what we exhale from our mouth a pollutant is something that George Orwell didn't even contemplate in 1984. We are ceding over. We have the UK, a carbon card proposal where the government's going to monitor individual people, their carbon allowances. They're going to monitor how much you drive, where you set your thermostat. California's already tried regulating thermostats. This is a
situation. No, I had the government advisor on, and he said you will all be rationed, and you only have enough food to weigh a certain amount, and bureaucrats will control every facet of your life. They're now putting the satellite tracker boxes in the cars to now control how fast you drive. I mean, it's all happening. This is their model. They admit, as you know, sir, but
well,
the audience.
President Bush started the bank bailout. And then Obama continued with the stimulus packages and now we're nationalizing banks, we're nationalizing automobiles. Just to put a simple line out, never before in U.S. history has more power and wealth and decision-making been concentrated in the hands of so few. You know, the left will talk endlessly about, the corrupt corporations, big business. The bottom line is at least big business has shareholders, has accountability to the public. Government now, we have more power and control in the smallest amount of hands that we've ever had in U.S. history.
And it's
only going to continue. And this is, it's an inevitable result beginning with the New Deal and continuing
Mark
with
Marano,
the Great Society.
Five more minutes with you on the other side. Five more minutes with Mark Marano. It's climatedepot.com. But then above the government is a very small group of private corporations that operate like Spectre. And that's the New World Order. That's the Bilderberg Group. Okay. But I agree with him. We'll be right back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers.
Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, The 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please.
You know, I get rabid on this subject and start spewing facts, and they're facts. And they just say no. In fact, Al Gore, a few weeks ago, and I wanted to ask Mark Morano of ClimateDepot.com about this, former Senate advisor and aide and researcher, one of the preeminent people, kind of a clearinghouse to expose all this. And they said, what about all these thousands of scientists? I mean, there are thousands and thousands. I've seen letters of 10,000, 20,000 they sign. The vast majority saying it's all a fraud. The top climatologists, the top experts on the Arctic, they're everywhere. Just saying, look, it's a fraud. The people that look at the sun, you know, I mean, all of it. And Al Gore just said, well, there's people that think, you know, there's flying saucers and we went to the, you know, and we didn't go to the moon. And that's what they do. They just say, first they said, everyone agrees. And they said, oh, everybody who's credible agrees. And then, well, everybody who's sane believes. And meanwhile, it's just an unbelievable fraud. And then they brought up to him, well, what about how Ken Lay of Enron came up with this idea for carbon credits? And then Al Gore says, I don't know anything about that. And he goes, well, your partner was part of it. And he goes, no, he's not. And we went and looked it up. Al Gore knows that and is involved. I mean, these people are just despicable. How do we beat them? How do we stop these bastards? They're in the Senate right now. They're trying to ram it through. They're saying on the news, we are dead unless we have an international body that taxes and regulates every facet of our lives. And if we don't have weekly bureaucrats inspecting our homes.
Yeah, real quick, just so people don't think, you know, I'm being conspiratorial here, or, you know, Jacques Chirac, the French president's own words were the UN Global Warming Treaty Kyoto was the first step to authentic global governance. These are their own words. EU official came out and said that, you know, the Kyoto represented leveling the playing field for the developed for the world, meaning, you know, the take from the rich. I was at UN conferences where they're proposing a global carbon tax on countries, and guess what? The wealthy nations get hit the hardest, and guess what? The UN would decide to administer the funds. These are their own words that they're saying, and they're being very open about their goals when they do this. You mentioned Al Gore and the astronaut. I can't let this go by. He told the House hearing 2 weeks ago that he compared global warming skeptics to people who think the moon landing was faked. Well, the bottom line is that talking point is now moot, as one of the moon landers himself, astronaut Jack Smith and a geologist, came out and declared himself a skeptic late last year. So Gore doesn't even have his updated to his talking points. You asked about how to defeat this. The bottom line is the Republicans, surprise, surprise, are actually doing a pretty good job in the House right now. They're unified. A couple of Republicans have introduced a carbon tax as a sort of diversion, from what I gather, because all the liberals, that would be their dream, but it's not politically doable. But the bottom line is Republicans are doing pretty well, led by Congressman Joe Barton. The Democrats are doing very well. One of the Democrat agricultural chairmen said he's off the train. He will not support a climate bill. Waxman, the committee in charge of this in the House, Congressman Waxman has basically said no votes, no problem. And he's talking about bypassing the committee if he doesn't have the votes to bring
it to
the
floor. How do we stop cities? How do we stop cities and states doing it?
Well, the bottom line is the American people have indicated every way possible that not only don't they care about this issue, they couldn't give a damn about this issue. It ranks dead last among all issues. Among environmental issues, it ranks dead last. Eventually, the American people have to wake up. I think there's been such complacency. They have no idea what's going on. The first thing we need to do is demand accountability among Republicans to stop paying lip service. George Bush enjoyed paying lip service to global warming fears, and we need to stop that first. There's no reason to concede an inch on the science on this. It's collapsing underneath them. It's a laughingstock. Just in the last few days, Arctic information came out, Danish Meteorological Institute. The Arctic has been has stayed the same since the 1950s, has probably cooled since 1940s. We just came out, the Greenland melt scenarios touted by Al Gore and NASA's James Hansen, not even doable. The whole
hey, Mark Morano, Mark, we've got a
collapsing, and we need to demand it, and once people realize what it's going to cost, I think the American people will wake up.
Mark, we've got a one-minute break, and I have another guest in 3 minutes anyways. Can we come back and just do two more minutes? You can finish up with solutions and tell folks about the website. Can you come back and finish up in 1 minute?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, fantastic. Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com, our site's InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the Climate Depot up on screen. Climate Exorcism, seventh grader, wins global warming essay contest. We're being haunted. We desperately need an exorcist. All the kids' TV shows I turn on with my children, it's climate monsters are going to kill you. Skeleton monsters or climate are going to get you. I mean, this is the total takeover by the control freaks, by the collectivists. In closing, talking to one of the preeminent individuals out there fighting this, Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. Mark, you're saying it's beginning to collapse. It is, as you've said, as all the evidence is, as you know, the ice caps that were saying were melting. Well, they always melt in areas in the summer, and then it got even bigger in the winter. You were talking about, you haven't talked about how Mars' ice cap was getting smaller. Now it's getting bigger. The sun has cooled off. That's the main driver. How do we beat them? I mean, how do you see this falling? Because their whole world government taxing scheme is based on the phony carbon control system, as the New York Times said, a tax on breathing. How do we beat them, and why are they collapsing?
Well, it's collapsing scientifically. It's how to beat them. The environmental left always has to have an eco scare, whether it's overpopulation, whether it's disappearing rainforest, the Amazon, whether it's global cooling in the 70s. And actually, the rainforest scare, if you recall, Sting's Rainforest Foundation, all the Hollywood celebrities, that was the big issue du jour in the 80s and 90s. The New York Times was forced to admit in January of this year that rainforests, for every acre cut, 50 are growing back. People are leaving the jungles. They're returning to nature. They quoted a scientist saying maybe it wasn't such an urgent cause after all to save the rainforest. In other words, they're the most intact forest, least threatened on the planet. And now that whole issue's died. But no one's out there saying sorry. You don't see Sting out there apologizing. I don't even think he does his concerts anymore. If he does, he doesn't get any attention with them. They've moved on to global warming. So I think what's going to happen is global warming will die when the next eco scare comes along.
And what is that?
Spoof. I don't know yet. There's some people worried about whether we have enough oxygen. There's people that are going to go after either whether it's species. I don't know. Who knows? They're always very creative and clever. You don't know what the next scare is going to be. That's not to say, I want to be clear here. You can't denigrate. There's a lot of scientists that are concerned about this. But I think what's happened is a lot of scientists who should know better are basically, jumped on a bandwagon that has tens of billions of dollars involved in it. So say you study frogs. You do a study on frogs, no one really pays attention. You do a study on how global warming may impact frogs in the year 2040. Suddenly you're getting funding, your university's getting press releases, you're getting radio calls. So it's not that the scientist is necessarily doing anything wrong. He's just going along with the scientific tenor of the day, and his, and it happens to be global warming because that's where all the money and attention is. So I don't want to, I'm not here doing a blanket denunciation. Not all scientists are Al Gore or even the United Nations. Many of them are concerned and they move forward. But the bottom line is, you know, even if we faced a climate crisis, nothing Washington or the UN has proposed would have any.
Well, that was my final
impact.
Point is I looked at the studies. If only the U.S. and Western Europe and Japan made big cuts, all the production would automatically move to third world nations, and it would actually increase greenhouse gases.
Environmentalists are worried it's going to increase emissions. I got to jump here now, but thank you very much. Enjoyed it. And our website's climatedepot.com.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. Perfect timing there because we now have Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, I want to get your take with the internationalforecaster.com, their once a week visit with us on what's happening with the economy this week. Thousands of dealerships. They're saying 1,000 plus Chrysler, 1,300. I've got the article. I think it's 1,300. You can correct me if I'm wrong. General Motors are being told they're being shut down, and it's being handed over to Fiat, Bilderberg owned. Gold is exploding. Bob, what's coming up in this interview?
Well, I think that Chrysler is talking about 38,000 jobs being lost. And I don't think that figure's been bandied around yet. And it's just devastating. And, of course, this is a reflection of the policies that have been in place since about 1980 of moving all sorts of manufacturing and industry out of the United States under the guise of free trade, globalization, offshoring and outsourcing. And
stay there. Got a break. We'll come back. We'll get into that. Yeah, this is the glories of globalization. This is the glories of NAFTA and GATT, the glories of the New World Order. And they're, George Soros and others are saying it is glorious for them, but not for you, not for me. Bob Chapman, our guest, internationalforecaster.com. Our sites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Stay with us. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out supernaturalsilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Got a big news blitz coming up. The last 5 minutes of the show or so with Bob Chapman. We're going to play a video clip of an American in England having the police come over and say, you can't videotape any of these downtown buildings. He's about 100 yards away from the U.S. Embassy. We're going to charge you with terrorism. They promised when they passed that law it wouldn't be misused. They arrested hundreds of journalists, mainline journalists as well, in England, saying you can't videotape anything now. So they put cameras on you, but you can't put cameras on them. We're going back to Bob Chapman here in just a moment with his economic report on what's happening. And don't forget, I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here. If you don't have an AM or FM in your area, you can always listen at InfoWars.com. Acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride and limited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water a day. That's 7.5 gallons. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean water from the air. Again, it goes through 7 great filtration systems. This is wonderful. I have one here in the office. I have one at my house. We absolutely love it. Ecolablue.com, ECOLOblue.com, 1-800-691-6043. That number, 800-691-6043, Ecolablue.com. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, for stations that just joined us, you were getting into what it means to have Chrysler and GM going under, going into receivership, what's happening with gold, what's happening with the stock market, the Bilderberg Group meeting. Jim Tucker's now got info. I'm going to tell you the latest info on that that just broke an hour ago here on air, an hour and a half ago. Get your take on that. But continue with the real economy and what's happening there.
Well, I think, as I said before, that the problems at Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, and all of the manufacturers of the United States are a product of a planned obsolescence of American manufacturing, which began almost 30 years ago. I wrote about it back in the early 80s because I had followed what these people were up to. And in fact, the first article I wrote was in 1967 on this. And of course, I was a madman, and now I'm not a madman. I'm a mad old man. But anyway, this is part of the plan to deindustrialize the United States. And it is the very cornerstone of bringing the American economy financially and economically to its knees so that these people can create and implement world government. And this is part of the plan. And so it's not surprising to me. It's devastating for America. It's devastating for our fellow citizens who are going to be losing their jobs. And as we know, the 5 million jobs that were lost in the last 8 years via this method, most of those fellows and ladies who are making some $30 an hour are now lucky if they can make 15, and most of them are making less than that. And that obviously is going to continue. And at the same time, we have pulling at the bottom of the economy, probably about 30 million illegal aliens, of which probably 15 or 12 million work. And because of their status, they receive low wages, and they pull wages down at the lower level. And at the same time, they take jobs away from Americans, American citizens. So we have this worst of all world circumstance that we're going through here. Now, one of the highlights I saw today is that there is a Buy American mode going on. And I just got a piece out of the Globe and Mail from Toronto regarding that, which is in the next issue. And they are now in government contracts in the United States demanding American parts be used. And in Canada, they're retaliating by municipalities and other governmental units not using Made in America implements, equipment, whatever you want to call it. And the point I'm getting at here is this is the beginning, and it's not a trade war. It's not going to be a trade war. What it's going to be is an inward facing of each country trying to save their own economies. And they're all going to tit for tat. They're all going to erect their little barriers. The Chinese and the Russians have already started doing it some time ago. And we're going to see a lot more of it. And all I can tell you is that the best thing the Congress can do is pass tariffs on goods and services, because that will mean that all of these cheap things that are bought, or I should say less expensive things that are bought from overseas, will have a tariff on them, and they'll have to compete. They can't compete on their slave labor anymore. And that's good, because then Americans can make those products in America, and then those companies that left our shores can return, because it won't be worthwhile for them to stay outside the country anymore. And unfortunately, I'm the only commentator and letter writer that I know of who advocates this, and I wish more would. But anyway, this is where all this came from. This is where it's going. And quite frankly, if we continue to allow them to do what they're doing, I don't know who's going to be working at what anymore.
Well, Bob Chapman, let me comment on the two points that you just made. The globalists are corporate raiders. They're banker takeover masters. They like to destroy economies so they can set up top of their fiat currency and liquidity that they make out of nothing and back up with the military to then buy everything up as it implodes. So that's why George Soros, as you know, is bragging. This is the best time of his life. He helped engineer it. Oh, it's so wonderful. Ha, ha, ha. And he funded Obama. You know, this is a big joke to them. And then you expand into the tariffs and trade. The first countries to put their tariffs up are usually the ones that get saved. We'll be the last to do it, and then by then we'll be so shot, the media will say the tariffs did it. You know, that's how they always do it. And this is a lesson in globalism. This was meant to make us dependent on the internationalists. This was meant to make all nations dependent on each other instead of national sovereignty with the bankers above it. And we're now here. And NAFTA and GATT have destroyed us, and the World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, all these different bureaucracies are taking over. The Bilderberg Group agenda is to set up this new World Health Organization with total power over all our health departments. Everything we talked about is now happening, and the very bankers that engineered it all are now the saviors up there posing as our saviors. And the New York Times reports, like it's a good idea, that government readies youth corps to take on vets. And the first line of the New York Times says they're preparing paramilitary squads of high schoolers, middle schoolers, the scouts, to take on gun owners and veterans. I mean, Bob, as much as we know about this, do you ever still pinch yourself like we're in the Twilight Zone?
You know, it's hard to believe it's come to this. We always were afraid that it would evolve this way. And when I saw those children, of course, they're young adults with mock weapons being trained to combat terrorists, and I have it in the next issue, as you have, and I was shocked. I mean, they you know, nothing is sacred as sacrosanct. I think a lot of parents are going to pull their children out of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and Cub Scouts because of this. I don't think they want them under the aegis of something that's like the Hitlerjunga, and that's really what this amounts to.
Well, I mean, you worked against the Russians in Berlin. For all the old guys that were army officers or in the military, or even people that are, you know, 40, 50, who remember when we were taught this was tyranny, the American people, even when I was a kid, were taught this was tyranny, and I'm only 35. I mean, this is tyranny. One of these things alone would be tyranny, as a London Guardian reporter said earlier, but there's hundreds of them. I mean, they are going down every checkoff list of hardcore tyranny and double checking. I mean, they are just pulling out all the stops here because they know the people are going to resist this banker takeover. And so they've been building up forever against us. It doesn't look like it's confirmed, Bob. They're going for broke. This is going to get hot. They're going all the way.
Yeah,
they're not stopping.
I think, Alex, you're right. And, Incidentally, I'd like to interject that George Soros was convicted of market rigging in France and appealed to the highest court and lost. So he's a convicted felon who paid a fine. And then he was just recently nabbed in Hungary for the same thing, and he had to pay a large fine there. So the guy is a crook. So all of you people who didn't know, George Soros is a crook.
But why is he so arrogant? I mean, he's a smart criminal who funds the big liberal websites that attack me every day now, and he literally funded Obama. But why would he tell a press conference? I mean, it was literally in scores of papers a month ago, as you know, Bob. I'm having the best time of my life. This is the culmination of my life. You know, I've basically engineered this, which is him bragging. He's only one part of a gaggle, you know, that did that. Why would the little bastard brag that he's causing all this pain? I guess it's just...
Well, he's bragging for his whole group because he's an integral part of it. And as you know, he got his start by deceiving Jewish people in the country in which he was born while working for the Gestapo so that they could confiscate the goods of Jews, he being Jewish himself. Did you know that?
I knew that he was Jewish and then he was connected to some of the thuggery, yes. It's kind of like Madoff.
He's a bad, bad person. But anyway, the arrogance
well,
is...
No, hold on. Tell us more about that because, hold on. I mean, I vaguely knew about that, but refresh me fully about him. I mean, I knew Madeleine Albright's dad was a commissariat who killed over 1 million. That's mainline information and all the stolen arts in her house of people they robbed, including Jews, but also other people. I know that most people... Jean Chalikashvili's dad was the top Nazi in Poland helping do, I mean, I know, same thing with, you know, all of these people, same thing with Zbigniew Brzezinski, but, you're saying that, that Soros, tell us about that.
Well, Soros, very simply, was, probably 12, 14 years old at the time, and the Germans had invaded, and the Germans were rounding up Jews, to send them to internment camps, and slave labor camps and extermination camps or whatever. And his job, because he was taken on with the Gestapo, I assume he told them that he wasn't Jewish.
And stay there. Let's hear about it when we get back. Got a break, Bob. More straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, with Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. Check it out today. Our sites are prisonplanet.tv.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazerrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D hazerrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. In order today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Yeah, most of the alpha maggots that work the New World Order work for the Soviets or the Nazis, and then their children are then the people running things now. But I knew that Soros had some bad things going on in his background. Go ahead and finish up with that story, Bob Chapman.
Very despicable, because what he did was go to Jewish families and tell them, look, I'm Jewish, and I'll help you hide your stuff and get you out of the country and that sort of thing. And he found out where their wealth was, and, you know, the next day they marched in with the Gestapo and took their wealth and then, you know, put them on a train and sent them someplace. And so, you know, this is the worst of the worst. It's just like Madoff and what he did to all the Jewish charities and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that as a human being. And I just want to let people know this arrogant, connected member of the Illuminati, where he's coming from. And it's not a very illustrious history, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had seen that, but I'm glad you gave us more details. Well, you know about Albright, her dad is on record killing a million and then stealing everybody's stuff. I mean, these people are sick. And then she was on 60 Minutes with all these million-dollar famous paintings behind her, stolen from famous families by the Soviets. They really want to do that here. I mean, look at how all the Trotskyites came over here and founded the neocon movement. I mean, it's so weird that every founding neocon was a Trotskyite who then decided they'd take over the conservative movement, and they've done it. Then you've got the left over here. They're all controlled by a bunch of criminals, Bob.
That's right. And it's always been that way, and that's what this whole bag is all about. This is a white-collar criminal element, if you may, and some of them before were not white-collar, but they are now. And that again, is their arrogance. They can get away with anything. I mean, like, look, as an example, yesterday, Carlyle Corporation was fined, I'll guess, at $20 million. It's in this issue coming out tomorrow. And what they were doing in order to get funds from the state of New York to invest for the state of New York, they were paying people off. And they were doing it through intermediaries, hoping that if something happened and they get caught, the intermediaries would be blind. And of course, they said they didn't know what they were doing. And of course,
well, Bob, I had a state senator on here.
The bottom line is this. There's two sets of jurisprudence in America. The guys at the top never get put in jail, or hardly ever, and they pay a fine, and they go back and do it the next day. The average American goes and does that, he's doing 5 to 10.
Absolutely, but the point I was going to interrupt was, it's confirmed there's federal bounties, and they have to increase them each year to even get their quota to kidnap kids, and that they're told how to lie. Just like recruiters are told to tell kids, sign the paper or you'll be arrested. And then they get promoted when they get caught. And she was giving documented cases where they don't just have bounties on kids, but where the adoption agencies that may be getting $400,000 for the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid, they say, we need this many this week, go out and get them. And they go out and comb and get them. And it may be pedophiles who want, they say, I want a 7-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or I want a dark-haired girl, or I want a black girl. And they literally have been caught. She's got the documents where they go out and grab your kid. And they're getting payoffs and legal money. I mean, pretty soon, will it take bureaucrats eating our children on the front lawn, barbecuing them? And then if you don't like it, the SWAT team comes? I mean, how evil does this government have to get, Bob? How illegitimate?
Well, I think a lot of Americans realize this. And I got a report last week from several different gun shows, people standing 15 deep, waiting to buy a minimum. They wouldn't sell small lots of 1,000 rounds or more of ammunition at any given time. And they, at this one particular show, I got details on, they brought in two of these great big large trailers full of all kinds of cased ammunition. And in 3 or 4 hours, it was all gone. So I think the American public's catching on. They know something's going to happen. And they're trying to prepare for it because they know that their system hasn't been working for them.
I agree, Bob, and I think the dirty bankers are used to rolling over Cuba and Cambodia and Russia and China. I think they've miscalculated, and I think America's going to find its old vicious instincts, and it's going to be a hell pit. It's going to be an absolute wall-to-wall bloodbath unless the New World Order backs off now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are not taking any prisoners, and if they think they're going to hide, they're not. We'll find them.
Well, that's the issue. When this war is all, you know, said and done, I want to make sure all the bankers are arrested. And I mean the elite bankers, not your corner grocer, you know, the delivery boy. Bob Chapman, stay with us. Financial news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Many studies have shown that the majority of Americans are deficient in minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the link on PrisonPlanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you've got to try this. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today and see some of the amazing products available. You are what you eat, so eat what your body needs. Remember to go to RawOrganicVeganSuperfoods.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com
or download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a dress rehearsal. You're only alive one time. Make it count. Choose which side you're on. Get out of the middle of the road. Don't be hot nor cold, but lukewarm. Choose. You're going to serve the New World Order? Or you're going to serve liberty and freedom and the God of creation? That is the choice. All right, let's go back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I've been asking the questions here. I want you to take a few minutes out to get into anything that you think is important. I would imagine that always seems to be metals. Where do you see the market going in metals, but also in other commodities? We've seen gold and silver racing up, then the big banks trying to pound it down, but it seems they're not having as much success. Chinese starting to dump the dollar, other nations publicly dumping the dollar. How long can this hold, or can they just keep playing games forever? Because normally gold would be going down in the summer. What are we going to see this fall?
Well, I think the rules about gold going down at this time or that time, you can throw them out the window. Because of the intercession into the markets by the United States government and others in the manipulations that have gone on, that anything can happen at any time. The suppression of gold has happened because central banks, in conjunction with one another, were gold sellers, and they have been over the past 10 years or more. And, you know, we saw England selling gold at 275, sold out three-quarters of their gold, and now they're offside about $7 or $8 billion that they threw down the sewer, so to speak. But the point is this. They only had 33,000 tons. My guess is they probably get less than 5,000 tons left. And how they've been deceiving everybody is that they have been leasing gold to bullion market makers, which would be J.P. Morgan or Goldman Sachs, etc. And they would take this gold, and they would either pay a half a percent interest or no interest, or sometimes they get paid to take the gold off the central bank's hands. And they would sell it into the market to depress the price at certain times. Now, what's happened in the interim, the central banks, didn't want people to see them doing that, so they leased the gold to the bullion dealers, who in turn sold it. The little trick here is that in their accounting procedure, all of these central banks are holding this leased gold on the books as still having had it, when in fact it was sold long ago. So I tell you that because they don't have much gold left.
That's what I was about to ask you. I've seen that in the news, where a lot of big nations and corporations are starting to say, we want our gold out of your vaults.
Well, Germany just asked for theirs. Switzerland asked for theirs. And, you know, I got a question today by email. Well, why are they doing that? Well, very simply, they don't trust the Illuminists running the United States government anymore.
That's what I was about to say. When you start seeing countries moving their gold reserves out of private central bank vaults, that is a, you know, that's like seeing a giant thunderhead with lightning and wind blowing at you and it's boiling towards you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that the economic tumult we're already in is just the very leading edge, Bob.
Well, it's like lightning over the Treasury building. And incidentally, Dubai has asked for their gold from the British. And so I think there's a few now countries who would like their gold in their own vaults.
So is this the heading towards the exits?
Be more.
Is this the heading towards the exits?
Yes, I think it is. And I don't think they can get away with this leasing facade much longer. And I don't think they have much gold left to sell in the market anyway. And so I think that this is going to come to an end, and I think it will come to an end as soon as gold and silver break out. And they're both in reverse head and shoulders formations, technically, which means, and these are long-term formations, which means that when they do break out, the two of them will go berserk. And I don't think it's very far away. And that's why Ted Anderson and I and others have been saying, look, take this opportunity created by the Illuminists of driving the prices of these metals down to where they should not be by buying them. And then when the leverage disappears and gold and silver take off, you'll be able to keep your wealth intact, and you might even become wealthy.
Bob, what's the time frame on this then? I mean, gold's up, what, 50-something bucks in the last week. Silver's up a few bucks. I mean, do you see it going up before it goes back down for another, you know, testing a bottom? Or do you see it just racing back through like we had last summer, but instead of going up to 1,000 and something, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400? I mean, are we going to see the next time it crest? How high do you think it'll go?
Well, I think it can easily go to 1,200 for starters, and then it probably will feed upon itself and get back up to or go to 2,000 on the gold. And, you know, I have a lot of subscribers who are very heavily involved in gold-related assets. And they say, well, you know, I've got another million here, or I've got another 10,000, what do I do? And I say, well, you can buy more here. I know you've got a lot already. But then again, if you want, you can wait until you pass through 1,000 and then pay a higher price, knowing that we've broken out. But I say that to people who have positions or large positions. And, you know, there's not much product out there, either in the coins or even in the shares. There's not much to choose from.
Well, that's why you see all these
like
ads.
Back in 78, 79.
Yeah, when you had plenty of it.
Say?
Well, no, I mean, I was saying that's why you see all the
hundreds of stocks in South Africa. And I used to do them. They used to yield between 12 and 25% annually, you know, the dividend. And, you know, I bought stocks like Free State to Gadul at $8, and it went to $50. East Rand Proprietary and Durban Deep went from 35 cents to $51 and $54 in that time frame of 4 years. Of course, most of these companies aren't around anymore. But the point is, when the game really starts, it'll be something else. I mean, you'll pick up the paper and you'll see an MS64 that was trading for $1,500 3 months before. They're selling for $5,000. Or you look at Agnico Eagle, which is selling around $53, and now it's selling, could be selling, at $144. I mean, these are the kind of moves you're going to see. And I've been there. I've been in every bull market in gold since 1960.
Now, Bob, the point I was going to make is you see these ads everywhere, in print, on TV, radio, sell your old gold, and they give them way under what it's worth. Folks, what does that tell you when there's all these ads trying to buy your gold? That's because there's a shortage everywhere, and companies are trying to buy this stuff up right now. Most coin dealers still have very low supplies of gold and silver. It's way jacked up prices. And speaking of that, we got a guest coming up, who an American who was told he couldn't videotape an Englander, he'd be charged as a terrorist. That video and audio is coming up here in just a few minutes. Video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for everybody else, but this video is up on Infowars.com. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up for the weekend because Ted still has gold, and he's almost out of it. And this has happened before, folks. He's going to be out soon. He still has quite a few different types of coins that are collector coins, but that he's selling at bullion prices from 2 weeks ago. But he's selling out. In fact, let's bring Ted up. Ted, you said you're getting pretty low, but on the sovereigns and on the francs, you got some other coins that you got at positions, you know, 2 weeks ago. Gold's up 50-something bucks since then. Silver's up. You've got the half dollars. Tell folks what you've got, Ted Anderson.
I'll do that right now, Alex, because, yeah, you and I kind of went over the inventory last week, and we had an incredible sum of British sovereigns and French francs at that 880 level. They're not all sold out, therefore I'm going to hold it right through the weekend, but I still have the franc at 214 and I have the British sovereign at 267. Now, Bob is so eloquent about how he articulated what's going on. With the market, when it hits that $1,000 level, there's a tremendous amount of pressure from central banks, the countries of the world, trying to press it back down. And if you're a trader like me, you get to see that. You get to read that. And that's why when the gold was down there around 880, it creates a little position where I can get in and I can pick up, you know, $500,000 to $1 million worth of gold coins to have them made available later on because, you know, it's like a rubber band. You're pushing it down, but you know it's going to spring back. They don't have enough reserves to hold it together. And really, the gold market tells the story. They're trying to put the smoke and mirrors in front of us, but the gold market keeps coming back and raging through. You're right about that head and shoulders things, Bob. When we get through that $1,000 level, you know, that's the resistance point. And when it breaks that point, you know, I really truly believe we'll see $1,500 gold or better, and it's not going to be a short term thing. It's going to just like you'll get through that thousand, it'll hold, and next thing you know, 1,200, 1,500, and now you're trading at a level where gold comes down to 1,200 bucks and looks like a good buy then. But Alex, at this point in time, the stuff that I've accumulated here just a couple weeks ago, a week ago, is trading in that 880 range, and now we have $930 gold. My prices will be going up, and more than likely I'll have to, you know, raise those prices on Monday just because of the fact that, you know, I'm not a miracle worker. I'm not creating gold from nothing. I actually have to buy it. And when I have the opportunities, I just hope the central banks try it again because they're losing that battle. And every time they make gold a better buy, I'm in there trying to snap up deals. And then I can offer them later on.
So, Ted, but you will guarantee the deal through midnight coming up on Sunday evening into Monday morning. Brokers will be there all weekend on the sovereigns. On the francs, what else do you have at that 880
well,
level?
Well, the silver and the Franklin halves at that 869 level, that reflects silver at $11 an ounce. The silver's been real strong, and the Lakota coin, even at 1966, with silver as strong as it is, I'm sure that thing's going to be trading over 20 bucks.
Yeah, but stop right there. Let's explain this to people. You had Lakotas at $17. Which they're $25 everywhere else. You had to go up to 19 when you bought more because silver had gone up so much. You still have silver half dollars, the Franklins, at the price when silver was 11 bucks factored in. Now what is it, 14?
Yeah, it's trading right at 14. It pokes up to about $14.20, then it gets down to the high 13s. Right now, the last time I looked, silver was at $14 even, hit 14.22.
Okay, but regardless, folks, I mean, you can't figure that out. Ted is selling silver at the price it was when it was $11 an ounce factored in. You can find nothing like this. Check for yourselves, 800-686-2237. I just believe in this so much, folks. And that's what I bought last week was some silver. I bought some Lakotas back at that 17 level. And you can still get it with these half dollars. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The trusted name, Midas Resources. Patriots, great folks. And what other little gold coins you got? I know I saw that huge inventory you had a week ago or so you showed me, but I know that's almost all gone. What do you got left? Anything else?
Just
you got
little
the buffaloes?
Yeah, we do have some buffaloes, but Alex, I think if somebody bought 20 of them from me, they'd take out my whole inventory. You know, I wish I could buy 1,000 of them, but I just can't.
Can't get them. What else you got?
They're that tough. You know, the other thing, too, is these halves that we're talking about, just about a year ago at this time, I couldn't get anything at all. I mean, if I had $1 million to buy, it wouldn't matter because nobody had them to deliver. And at that time, I did. So, you know, that was just the experience I had just then. The things are breaking loose here. I mean, there's so much going on economically that you know that gold and silver is going to be hot.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there all weekend until midnight tonight. Ted Anderson, thank you so much. I hope folks take advantage of this deal.
Yeah, well, not just midnight tonight, going right through Sunday. Yeah, you can go ahead and we'll honor these prices clean through the weekend, and we'll see what's going on Monday. Maybe, who knows, maybe we can get another opportunity to buy them low. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, take advantage of it. Thank you, Ted. Just asking you, Bob, because you're separate from Genesis and Midas, is that a good deal on gold and silver you just heard?
Oh, yes, it is. And I've been a buyer myself. And gold right now is up 350 in the late trading in the outside month, which is June. And I don't know what spot closed at today, but gold is acting strongly. And I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't up firmly on Monday, which is not normally a good day for gold. And so, you know, the prices anywhere in this level, you know, people say to me, well, should I wait to see if it comes down? Look, you're not traders. You can't second guess this market. Just buy it. Just buy it. You know,
that's what I do.
That's what I do. I don't even ask what the price is. I just say, this is what I've got. Can you buy this or that with that? And that's it. I don't even look.
Well, the bottom line is that I bought gold when it was $300 an ounce, and I've done well. And I bought silver when it was $5 an ounce. Now, we got a guest coming up in the next final segment, Bob. And I want you to comment on this briefly when we come back. All over England, I've been there. They walk up and say, you can't have a camera. It's an act of terrorism to videotape them. Now they're arresting people in the U.S. videotaping. This guy was 100-plus yards away from the embassy. U.S. Paramilitary guys come over, the British come over, and read him the riot act. Let's play that video, then we'll come back and talk to the man briefly it happened to and get Bob Chapman's take on it. Here is the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the audio for everybody else, but the audio is very self-explanatory as well. Here it is. He's on a sidewalk videotaping a statue in England. He's in like a park. And he's probably about 100 yards away from the entrance. Now he's about 60, 70 yards. Now he's about, yeah, he's a little bit closer to that area. I guess that's an entrance. And how dare him try to videotape this? You know, I was just in Canada a few years ago videotaping the U.S. Embassy. It's interesting. You know, they've got cameras everywhere watching us. And watch, they come over and give him the terrorism code. Everything's for terrorism. Now he's even further away from the embassy. He's walking by some police. He's by a city street. I guess you can't videotape city streets. What is it this thought criminal done? By the way, all these reporters are getting arrested in Greece right now at Bilderberg.
Hello. Sorry?
Can I ask you what you're filming, please?
The American Embassy.
Okay. Can you show me what you filmed?
I don't have to.
You don't have to, no, but I believe that you're actually filming security points for terrorism reasons, and I can arrest you for filming.
I promise you I'm not filming it.
I don't know if you promise me or not. Don't put me on the camera. Can you show me what you're filming, please?
Yeah, he's got a machine gun.
Do I have to show you?
You do now, sir, because I believe you might.
They're going to videotape you all day and face scan you and treat, but you're a terrorist. See, it's all about the state getting to say we're terrorists. We'll finish it up. Back up about 20 seconds. We'll come back in with that dry. No music. So I don't want to waste the 5 minutes we've got. We'll briefly talk to Charlie Veach, I believe you pronounce it, the American who was there. And we'll talk about a lot more and get Bob Chapman's brief comment on that in the final segment. Straight ahead, stay the course. Then I'll be back this Sunday, live 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday edition. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Sir. Hello. Sorry?
Can I ask you what you're filming, please?
The American Embassy.
Okay. Can you show me what you filmed?
I don't have to.
You don't have to? No. But if I believe that you're actually filming security points for terrorism reasons, then I can arrest you for filming.
I promise you I'm not filming it.
It doesn't matter if you promise me it or not. Don't put me on the camera. Can you show me what you're filming, please?
Do I have to show you what I'm
doing? You do now, sir, because I believe you may be using that for terrorist reasons.
Oh, you must be joking.
To search you under Section 44 of the Terrorism Act. Of what you're actually filming, please.
Seriously?
Seriously, sir. You might stop filming now?
See, no more warrants.
I'm American. I can film my own embassy.
I don't care who you are, sir. You might stop filming now, please.
Oh, sir, I mean, with all due respect, you're a human being. I'm a human being.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do is I'm going to search under Section 44 of the Terrorism Act, okay? Do you understand what I'm doing?
Yep.
Okay. Because of this, okay, I need to tell you certain things. My number is 709. Do you mind stop filming while I'm doing this, please, sir?
Yeah, sure, but do I have to stop filming?
Yes, you do.
Can I just leave it recording?
No.
Why not? Well, I'm in a public area.
Also, I'm explaining to you why I'm actually stopping you under the Terrorism Act. Just you want to put back down, sir, and stop filming the officers.
Okay, I'll put it down.
Under the Terrorism Act.
And there you see the American goons all backing him up. This is what they're doing here as well. They're arresting people everywhere, but they just don't have the law yet. Bob Chapman, what's that sound like to you?
It sounds like a police state. And, you know, these policemen better smarten up because they may end up on the other end of the stick along the way. And
they just love calling citizens terrorists. They just get off on it. It's their excuse. Let's go to Charlie Veach. Charlie, you were over there. Why were you filming the evil embassy? You're some kind of Al-Qaeda person.
Oh, of course I am, yes. Well, I was just riding my bicycle on a nice sunny day in central London, and Mayfair is one of the nicest, poshest, most touristy areas of London, and the American Embassy is very, very interesting, it's very open, it's very public, anyone can walk past and have a look. So I decided to, with my new camera, just film along the right-hand side of it, and just see if there was going to be a reaction, and the reaction was
actually quite astonishing. You can go to Google Street View. You can, everybody, it's crap. They don't want us taping them while they tape us. So how did all this end?
Well, they actually switched the viewfinder of my camera off forcibly, and then they held out my arms by the wrists. So I was there like prostate on the cross, and they actually rifled through my pockets without asking me anything, and they took my ID out, and they radioed me in, and they said that the reason they had to use force was because I wasn't compliant, that I was actually being rude to them, and they were actually just saying, hey, you're a terrorist, and you might be able to use this for terrorist purposes, so we have every right to treat you as such. And the reason why I was probably a bit too polite to them is because in Britain they have the right to detain you for 28 days without charge, and I was actually scared.
But maybe
of them.
Maybe we should force that issue, because these guys also spy on the parliament without Bob Chapman. In closing, I've got video here of a school teacher kicking a 5-year-old in the face. The state is treating us like slaves. It's out of control. Bob Chapman, how do we stand up against this? Start rolling that, folks, in the background without audio.
Well, I think the best thing to do is get your videos out and all the things that you do, Alex, and keep on piping it over the airways. And I keep on telling them the same thing that you are. And that's really all we can do.
Absolutely. Listen, Charlie Veach, I want to do a whole show on this with a bunch of people in England being arrested and detained for videotaping cops even at their front door. I want to do a whole show on this the next week, and we'll have you back up. You have a blog or website or MySpace folks can check out?
Yeah, absolutely. If you follow the video which I sent you, which you've just been showing, my YouTube channel is all dedicated to just basically confronting the authority state which they've created in the United Kingdom. So I have lots of videos. So you just search for CV or just follow the video. You can actually go to my channel on YouTube, and there's dozens of videos very similar to the one I sent you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Jason Burmes will be covering more of this tonight, 9 to midnight with the InfoWarrior. Bob Chapman, I almost forgot. Fire out the number for folks to get a free copy of the International Forecaster newsletter to get the latest one.
Toll free, 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178, either by email or hard copy.
Bob, we'll see you again next Friday. God bless you, folks. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Retransmission of the show with Jim Tucker and others. Breaking Bilderberg news right now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
The Genesis.
Visit
Communications Radio
today.
Network, baby. Good job, John. I'll see you.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.